KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Wilderness.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, we take the folks who are associated with the Doug Steffen Good Day program and ply them into our Talk Radio review. This is the companion piece for the official Talk Radio Countdown Show, where Michael Harrison and I go through the charts. Happens to be the charts of the week from June 27th to the 1st of July as the focus, the stories and the people on the story list this week. Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner and I are going to be discussing some of the things from social media for sure. That's number 10, immigration. Actually, race, there's a whole bunch of stuff that has been on the docket here. There's not much change in the list, but there is a change in the focus. I think we could probably spend most of our hour, and maybe we will, we could have a top 10 story list just to cover the items that have been now discussed, or if you will, I don't think they've been discussed enough, but they have been presented. The Supreme Court has released information on decisions that have been made, and there are at least 10 of them that affect us. It isn't just all about Roe v. Wade. It isn't all just about guns, although there's a lot of that in there. And I think with regard for example, this week there was a 6-3 decision that the court made that, in effect, limits the Environmental Protection Agency's ability to prevent power plants from releasing the pollution that they're so well known for. Because, you know, coal produces it, and so do other fossil fuels release this stuff. So does this make a difference? It certainly has the Bidenites all in their panties in a wad. If that's a little crude, but it is, you know, kind of what it's all about with returns from conversations I've heard in the last 24 hours or so. Is there a clarification here? And what is it? Just the climate change religionists say this is going to destroy the planet, reducing gas house pollution.
Yeah,
I mean,
they
greenhouse
want to get
pollution.
Rid of the coal industry in general, right? And
yeah,
the reality is that we should be looking for alternative sources of energy. Kind of the rational perspective, I think, should be that we're looking for alternate forms of energy, clean energy.
I don't think there's anything rational about some of this stuff, Jen. I'm with you on this one.
But
it's become craziness.
Well, to eliminate the entire industry when this country is clearly not ready for it. I mean, in California, we have probably the strictest, not probably, we have the strictest environmental regulations in the entire
country. No more
country.
Gas, natural gas. Have you been on the program since Newsom, Newman Newsom.
That's what I call him, too.
Yeah, right. Since the announcement that there will no longer be gas used in homes, new homes being built, will have to have all electric. Where do you think the power? You want to have all electric cars? California is going to come to a screeching halt because there isn't enough power now on a day that's hot to supply everybody whose needs you come
well,
from.
Well, and get this, you're throwing the baby out with the bathwater when it comes to California. So the reason that California, and you've probably heard about it, we have to turn our power off when it's 105 degrees and windy outside because the power companies cannot guarantee that their grid is secure enough not to spark a fire. And so a lot of times you either hear the story about catastrophic fires that have been caused by a spark in the power grid, or you have power companies just shutting everybody down because they don't want to take the risk of a fire. Both of these things not great options for the residents who pay a lot of money to live in the state and would like to be able to run their can opener and their air conditioning at the same
right.
time in the afternoon on a summer day.
Uh-huh.
And so the reason for that is that not only have power companies made backdoor deals with liability limitations with the government of California, but they've had to spend so much money meeting environmental standards that they haven't been able to afford to put the money into hardening our power grid. So we're a long ways away from being able to even handle some of the plans, some of the proposals.
Well, it's just like the water problem. The water problem could be solved pretty easily by getting catch basins built around the state, desalinating the water, water pipelines. Well, but you know what? It's time for the environmentalists to get real. Understand that there's no question that what we're doing and how we're living is affecting the environment. Yeah. But to what extent? And how did these people get, how did we manage to inculcate in educational curriculum, in everyday discussions, climate change? I was with some folks yesterday. And we were talking about methane gas from my cows. And I always, whenever I get into this conversation with people, I always talk about the benefits of what the poop is when it comes out of the back end of the cow and all the microbes that are in there. And that, in my mind, even if there is something to the methane situation, and I'm not convinced that there really is a whole lot, it's just that there's a perspective. And there is no, way too often in these conversations, there are facts, and then there are facts, if you know what I mean. And remember when we discussed this, I don't know whether you were with us, Jennifer, or not, Jay and I had a conversation a couple of weeks ago about the fact there's a report from NOAA, the National Oceanographic, and I never can remember what they're, but anyway, NOAA has, and its scientists have been studying the cores that, you know, they dig out of the planet. They go down, in some cases, 3,000-4,000 feet on the surface to go back to what the surface looked like 4 million years ago. So from these, and they've taken them from places in America, they've taken them from Iceland, they've taken them from South America as well, places in Africa. So the core samples they've been studying for years, and so the report that was released suggests very firmly that the CO2 levels in the atmosphere today, 2022, were the same, or are the same, as the CO2 levels in the atmosphere 4 million years ago. So how do you, this is the federal government doing the study. I don't imagine the Bidenites and the climate changerites are looking at that, but I'm not saying that we're not doing harm or we're not contributing, but for God's sakes, how much of this, it's like it's the mania of so many other things. You get a hold of things, it's like a dog with a bone.
Well, and it becomes a moneymaker for a lot of people.
But of course it is.
It becomes a moneymaker, it becomes mm-hmm. a religion, instead of just looking at things about, I mean, I think the big joke is that conservatives don't want to conserve.
Yeah.
Conservatives like clean air and clean water, too. It was Richard Nixon who founded the EPA. And just to get back to this ruling, what's happened is that at the federal level, the EPA has thrown out restrictions that a lot of states cannot meet. And that's what brought this lawsuit. So if the EPA is the EPA should be there to set best practices and minimal standards, but you have to allow the states to be able to operate and function without the federal government saying, well, you have to do this. Well, maybe, you know, Oklahoma is a whole lot different than California.
Yeah.
So let people decide what is going to be okay for them without completely choking them out on how they operate and run things locally.
More on the court and decisions that were made and the impact on you as we continue with this week's Talk Radio Review.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. you're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Stay open to learning. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once a man was headed into a desolate land holding a piece of fruit in each of his hands. He knew that the fruit would provide him sustenance, and he knew he needed sustenance where he was going because there would be none there. Before he entered the land, however, he came to a place where people were willing to hand him an entirely large sack of food. Vegetables, fruits, nuts, the whole thing was filled with significantly more food than he had. Enough to last him weeks. But the man refused the sack. He said, "I already have food in my hands." When the people encouraged him to put down what he had and pick up this bag with significantly more, he refused. He entered the desolate land and eventually starved. This man was foolish, but so is everyone who is resistant to information that contradicts what they already know. That resistance to different knowledge is no different than the man who starved because he wouldn't accept more food. For more on life, visit drchristianconti.com.
Countdown. 17 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner going through some of the information that has come out about the Supreme Court decisions. Apparently, there's another. I don't think they've heard the case yet, but there was a decision made about the elections and what might the court has agreed to hear a case that could change the election, potentially giving Howard Stern the ability to... Nah, I'm teasing about that. State legislatures would have the power to set voting rules that state courts can't overturn. That'll be an interesting discussion. If they've agreed to hear the case, then they'll come up with a decision before the election. And I think that's... we really have to get to the bottom line. All of the emotion around voting rules and... Who's got the right
around everything?
I guess you're right about that, Jennifer.
It's exhausting. It's a lot. It's exhausting, and most of it isn't even based in facts. But it's just people are so hot right now about everything, and so divided. And people, unfortunately, in elected office like that because they think it gives them power. And so
For me,
get everybody burnt out, and then it's just they give up. They give up writing.
Okay, so number 9 this week on the story list is immigration. And a Supreme Court ruling this week probably ends the immigration program that was started with Trump. The program required asylum seekers to await approval in Mexico. So what's wrong with that? It's a 5-4 ruling.
I think it's a great
What's wrong with the the Trump policy? It's chaos. It's bedlam on the border now. And I'm not exaggerating. It is bedlam.
Yeah.
And so,
we've got people dying. This big story this week: 50 people dying in the back of a refrigeration truck, which, by the way, wasn't even a real refrigeration truck. They just made it look like that, and these people cooked to death. I mean, it is not empathetic, the system that's going on now, where it's just like the Wild West down there, and the cartels are running everything. It was the guy driving was a 46-year-old, a meth addicted member of the cartel who was running these people for them. I mean, this is not good. But at the same time, I understand. And I have to be fair because I love the Remain in Mexico policy. I think it's very effective.
I do, too.
It's a Trump-era policy that worked.
Yeah.
And the Biden administration wanting to get rid of it, I think, is them just saying we want to get rid of everything Trump, even stuff that is good. And that's a problem for me. But the Supreme Court, I think, was right, as much as I hate to say it, because when you have a new president, elections have consequences. And they can, if things are not codified into law, make their own policies. And, you know, it's the outcome of elections. And that's why every time we go to vote, it's important.
It is. And that includes the primaries. There's still a lot of primaries to come between now and September. I have a friend, actually, who started a race. He's a libertarian, as most people know. Listen to me with any degree of regularity. I could be this. I don't. There's no card carrying libertarianism, but I am. If there was a card, I'd have it.
Which is a smidge of anarchist.
Yeah, a little bit. So, the LNA party. How's that? Yeah, we can start a new party. The LNA party. So this kid, his name is Mark Tashian. And he's running against Seth Moulton, who is a congressman. He hasn't been in there that long from Massachusetts, but his voting record is terrible. He doesn't show up half the time. And so this kid is like his late 30s, I think. And he runs a farm. That's how I know him. I supply him with hay. He's got a huge polo. He runs a farm and a polo, the Boston Polo Club. And he just felt that it was time for somebody that had some neutrality in their brain to run. And he's working hard at it. That could be interesting to see how he shows up in this situation that will exist in the primary in September, 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Make it 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn from KRLA in Los Angeles and Jay Kirstner from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The social media portion of the program brought to you by O'Reilly Auto. If you have a car problem, but you don't know where to go, maybe you're miles away from home when your car breaks down. So let O'Reilly Auto Parts help you out. With O'Reilly Auto Parts, they have a shop referral program that is second to none. And that helps take the guesswork out of finding a great shop wherever you are. Call an O'Reilly location near you. They're all over the country. Or you can visit O'ReillyAuto.com and click on Find a Repair Shop to find a reputable repair facility or service center near to where you are so you can get your repairs done. That's O'Reilly Auto. That's kind of a good service, O'ReillyAuto.com. All right, and that's interesting. That commercial makes me think how dependent we've become on things like O'ReillyAuto.com, whatever .com it is, and you pick up the phone anymore and call O'Reilly or call some service center. You know, I got in yesterday. the yellow pages, the quote-unquote official yellow pages, because I still have a landline. So they deliver a yellow pages phone book, a real phone book. Yellow pages phone book.
Is it still as thick as it used to be?
No, no, not at all. It's like a little...
It's like a pamphlet now, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it is, because, well, they all have landlines. Businesses have landlines, and so... they cater to the people who have landlines by giving you a yellow pages of businesses that have landlines. But I just find it's interesting how there's still people like me that are clinging to life when it comes to that sort of thing. Okay, let's get to the comments from social media on a couple of the important things from this week, Jay. For example, prayer being reintroduced into public schools. It seems most of our discussion is about the Supreme Court and decisions it's making. And so here we have the subject. This is on a lot of people's minds. So the question we presented was, should prayer be reintroduced in public schools? So what'd you get for responses from some folks?
Greg Psalm says, absolutely not. I'm a public school teacher, and I can't think of anything more inappropriate than an act of isolating and segregating students who are not believers. Students are perfectly capable of praying on their own time and in their own way.
Chris, so what happened to the separation of church and state on this? Why is there even a discussion about it? Prayer.
The First Amendment right protects speech. So,
which is more important then? That's the question. Which of the amendments?
Your First Amendment right is most important. The separation of church and state is just how the documents were founded, and the reason for that was not to eliminate religion, which I think is really a misguided perspective that a lot of people have. No offense to you, Dougie, but the separation of church and state was set up so that the government can't determine what religion you have to have. So basically, mm-hmm. the separation of church and state means that you, Doug, can worship any God you want. You can go to any church you want or no church at all.
I worship the same God that most everybody does in organized commercial, industrial. Well, but are we really?
Yes, it's why we say in the pledge, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and
justice. But all religions believe in a God, Allah, whatever. There's a single supreme being that seems to be part of the landscape with most of the religions that were founded all in Jerusalem anyway. All right, so what else have you got here?
Just for the coach, he was exercising his First Amendment rights.
I have no problem with him. I think that was the right decision.
And it's the teacher who puts up a Black Lives Matter poster or something. I mean, you have freedom of speech that even sometimes goes into public education.
Yeah, if it's an individual thing and not required, got no problem with it whatsoever. All right, what else you got, Jay?
Chris Marengo, as a school child from the 60s, I remember not only prayer, but the pledge and the Ten Commandments posted in the room all helped me have a consciousness that helped me, not hurt me. Russ Schleicher says, prayer is a personal thing. It shouldn't be forced upon someone, nor should it be disallowed.
28 past the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars. One search.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's Bitcoin 530.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We use that moniker to get people focused because we are actually doing this talk radio review in concert with the Doug Steffen Good Day program. That is, I'm here and so is Jay Kirshner. And the lovely and talented and the fabulous and how many more adjectives do you want me to use, Jennifer?
Oh, keep going. We've got a half hour.
That we do. But we have to get back to the issues at hand, the things that are on the countdown charts this week from Talkers Magazine. You can get the list, by the way, at talkers.com and also at the gooddayshow.com website, the list of the top 10 stories. And much of it has to do in one way or another with what's going on in the Supreme Court. So we have even comments. Let's get back to some of the social media comments, if we can, for a couple of more moments here, Jay. The focus on the overturn, this is what's taken all the oxygen out of the room. But what I'm trying to point out with people is that the Supreme Court rulings, there are a myriad of them that have been released this week, results of discussions that have gone on much of the term. That's what happens the last week of June. They release all of the, what they debated and what the results are. So it happens that Roe v. Wade, that came out a week ago, the first one of many. So what are people, you got a couple of folks you want to call on here with their comments?
Yeah, Ellen Bishop says, I really don't think we'd be discussing this if some people hadn't pushed abortion into the third trimester. The country seemed to go along with an uneasy trace until that time. An uneasy truce, I'm sorry, until that time. If a woman can't make that decision within the first 12 weeks of pregnancy, then we have bigger problems. Responsible birth control for both men and women could eliminate a lot of these decisions.
So I'm looking at some of the protests that are going on. Some cities and states more are trying to make it impossible for people who live in that state. If, for example, let's say you live in Texas and you want an abortion, there are people that are trying to make it illegal to cross state lines to get an abortion. Now, that seems pretty un-American to me. I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
I don't think it goes anywhere, to be honest. You know, you have, and to our person who was on social media commenting, I think there is something to it, but that's the emotional argument about, you know, what's right and what's wrong that everybody could yell about until they're to the blue in the face.
Blue in the face.
Mm-hmm. What's really important to understand, and again, I wish that there was somebody, some elected official who would be like rational, not that people even want to hear it, but at least somebody who's saying it, that explains why the Supreme Court made this decision. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who was very pro-choice, said for years that Roe versus Wade was a flimsy piece of jurisprudence. And that's because abortion it was a stretch to create abortion as part of the due process piece of the 14th Amendment. It was always a flimsy argument. The Supreme Court decided to just do it because of the political motivation of the time, even though they knew it probably at some point would be overturned.
Exactly the same as the political motivation of the time now.
Correct. But also, you had a Congress who had 40 years of saying that they could have codified Roe, and they never did. And that's a failure on all parts. So
leadership.
You had during 2008, one of the key promises of the Obama presidency was to codify Roe. And then when he got into office, he said, well, that's up to Congress. Well, Congress, it wasn't acting. So for 40 years, you had the opportunity to codify it. You didn't. And so now it's returned back to
the state. Let me ask you a question.
Well, in some ways, just one sentence here. But in some ways, this is a more powerful position for people to determine what's appropriate for them. And I think it's really short-sighted for a pro-choice person in California to think that their opinion tops a pro-life person in Oklahoma. The majority rules state by state.
So, under the circumstances, there were three Supreme Court justices that were appointed during the Trump era. They were all asked the same question about Roe v. Wade, and they all lied when they responded. So, should they be impeached because they lied in testimony before the Senate?
First of all, I don't think that they lied.
Jennifer, they said that they thought it was settled law.
So two of them, it was Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, said that it was settled law. Yeah. Amy Coney Barrett said exactly what Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, is that you can't see hypotheticals. The problem is, and look, you're going to have this with every Supreme Court justice for everything. When you have people asking hypothetical questions, you don't know how the piece of law or the challenge, the cases that you're going to look at, you don't know what it's going to say. And the state of Mississippi had a very good argument saying that they shouldn't have to be forced to offer abortions after 15 weeks because of state law rights. That happened to resonate with the Supreme Court justices. So this is why I don't think we can count on anybody, whether it's Ketanji Brown Jackson or Amy Coney Barrett, to be able to say what they would do until they're actually given the facts of the case that they're supposed to rule on.
I think it's convenient.
That's what Amy Coney Barrett did. And then what did everybody say? Well, she didn't answer any questions. So it's a tough situation because you're basing your answers on hypotheticals.
All right, a couple of more comments. Why don't you go through a couple of more of these comments, and then we'll move on to other Supreme Court stuff, Jay.
Yeah, Dennis DeCora says people ought not to confuse pro-life with pro-birth. Wanting a child born but not a child fed, not a child educated, not a child housed is a big problem in this country.
Well, that's why I've said my retort to the people who all want to have the law as it's comfortable for them and their political persuasion. Okay, you want to have Roe v. Wade? Or you, never mind Roe v. Wade. You want to have all children that are conceived brought to term, okay? I'm an anti-abortionist myself. So, excuse me, I can ask this question with some degree of credibility. Actually, a lot of credibility. What do you do when the child is born? How do you take care of a child if it's not wanted by its mother? What do? You put them in the system? Are there programs in place? And are the people who want to have abortion, illegal, then are you going to help feed the child that's born, educate the child that's born, house the child that's born?
The state does that now. I think one of the biggest things that we should be talking about as part of this discussion nationally is how difficult it is to adopt a kid. Yeah. I mean, it is almost impossible.
It is. $40,000 if you want to adopt somebody from out of the country.
Both with a partner and without. It was something that's always weighed heavy in my heart because I know how many kids that are in need.
Yeah, you'd be a great mother.
And so I look around and I've done investigating. It's extremely expensive. If you're a single woman or if you, you know, or something that's not in a traditional marriage, they make it extremely difficult for you to do it. So why not help people through that process? There are so many people who want to have kids who have tried everything and can't.
So what I'm
and
saying,
they can't
Jen,
adopt because they don't know how.
Is the phonies, there are a lot of phonies who stand behind the pro-birth thing. There are people who are not thinking about, nor do they have answers to the question. I just think you have both things to discuss, and we're only discussing one side of the issue. And that's not right.
It's an important piece of the conversation to say that we have really, as a society, become reliant on abortions. I think most of the country, if you look at the polling...
Well, people use it as birth control.
Right. I think most of the country, if you look at the polling, says that abortions should be okay, but they should be rare and they should be safe, which is what Joe Biden said 20 years ago when he was a member of the Senate. And unfortunately, you have women who are getting multiple abortions, who are using it over and over and over again. And really, the heft of such a big decision gets lost because it just becomes something that is just a piece of life. And I don't think that sits well with the majority either. I think, I think there's some common ground that we could really find as a country.
All right, let's do one more comment, then we'll move on. Go ahead, Jay.
Sandy Ray Jakowski says, pro-choice doesn't mean pro-abortion. There are many people out there who are strongly against abortion, but not against a woman's right to her own body.
So there's the conflict right there. Meanwhile, men are rushing to get vasectomies. Did you see the stats there? It's kind of interesting, actually. The permanent sterilization, which really isn't a vasectomy because you can reverse it if you want, but to keep the sperm from flowing through to get to the egg when you're having intercourse, then there's, you know.
Why would you say it? Does it just sound gross?
I know, it does sound gross, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. The whole thing is gross as far as that's concerned. Yeah.
Hey, look, men should be worrying about this, too. You know,
of course they should.
It takes two to tango, so, you know, if more men are being driven for vasectomies and that's their choice, then I'm glad they're taking some responsibility for them.
All right, there are a couple of other items on the docket here, Supreme Court decisions that are worth a moment or two or three or four of our time. We'll get to that after this.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the stories from the charts created by Talkers Magazine, talking to and listening to and involving themselves with a lot of the great talk programmers and the hosts and stations around the country. So we have the top 10. Number 10 is a focus on social media and how important it is to the discussion of the other 9 items. Number 9 is immigration. Number 8, the race relation business that we've had in the countdown for a long time. COVID is 7. The war is 6. Guns, 5. Roe v. Wade, abortion rights, etc., 4. The economy is 3. The primaries being held from now till September is number 2. And the hearings, the number 1 item. You're probably surprised at that, but I think that is, when you consider who's the hosts, they're going to be all over that January 6th stuff. So that's number one this week on the Talk Radio Countdown.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Well, let's face it, not every discussion on social media is civil and polite. In fact, the folks at Twitter know that at times, the freedom provided by social media can be downright toxic, which is why Twitter has introduced Safety Mode. Twitter's Cam Gordon explains.
If you're getting a lot of interactions from other accounts that seem, let's just call them unwanted, that could be they're using very strong language, mm-hmm. or maybe you're getting a lot of replies from the same account that seems like it's either in an automated or just like a very consistent manner. If you're within the safety mode, it will actually auto block those type of accounts for 7 days. It'll just give those accounts a bit of a timeout. You'll get a bit of air cover on your experience. And that's all something that'll happen in the background in an automated fashion when you're in safety mode.
Get tweeting and interacting at twitter.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
The evidence is clear. More guns, less crime. So why is there a relentless push for more gun control? On the latest edition of the Bill Walton Show, I talk with Dr. John Lott of the Crime Prevention Research Center about why mass shootings occur and how telling the truth about guns got him fired and how the media are only interested in one side of this debate. Join us. Follow the Bill Walton Show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So what's the deal? As we get into the summertime, Calitrin always has a deal. You go to toploss.com. How do you take advantage of whatever the special is at the moment?
Well, right now at toploss.com, we have the big 4th of July special. This is the unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's at toploss.com. You can check out online. We do have free shipping on that special right now, too. But if you want to do a mix and a match, or if you have questions, you want to speak to somebody on the phone, you can call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Now, mix and match would be like if you wanted to get, you know, a couple of liquid here, a couple of capsules, a couple of powder, and you wanted to mix and match that, we can personalize that by phone. So that's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Lots of great reasons for you to work on your body. Make sure you're healthy. Use Calitrin to stay that way. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people list, the people side of the ledger, we also have a top 10 list for that. The lists appear at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, and also at gooddayshow.com. At number 10 on the people list, Elon Musk. Number 9, Tony Fauci. Back to vaccines and stuff for COVID. Number 8 is Bad Vlad. Number 7, Clarence Thomas. Number 6, Darren Bailey. Ron DeSantis is number 5. Liz Cheney is number 4. Donald Trump is 3. What do you think Donald Trump has had to say about Liz Cheney this week? And number 2, what do you think he's had to say about Cassidy Hutchinson, who has come from nowhere to be in the spotlight, and she probably will be for a week or so. So she's 2, and Joe Biden is number 1 with his trip overseas this week and the involvement in some of the primaries, although you never see anybody say Joe Biden supported me to run, but you see that with Trump. That's the story. That's the list. All right, 45 after the hour, Talk Radio Review, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Here's something that's going to become a national debate, and it will end up, I predict, in front of the Supreme Court next year. The billboard companies, media in general, radio, television, want to advertise marijuana. To this point, broadcasters have remained on the sidelines because they don't want to put the FCC... The FCC is in charge of the licenses, and because it's against federal law, to have anything to do with marijuana. It's like banks can't handle the money. You know, it's this naive, stupid attitude. So now the next thing is radio stations are beginning, and so are television stations, to take money to advertise pot. And there is a massive, I mean, there's a lot of money here for sure. So what are we going to do? The cannabis provisions are facing an uphill climb in Congress, but there are some states that are look like they're going to pass. Well, it's the states' rights thing again. But I'm going to bet, I'll almost put money on pot stuff getting to the Supreme Court in the next year. Meanwhile, the Democrats are not happy because apparently Joe Biden made a deal with Mitch McConnell. I don't quite understand why he needed to make a deal. But anyway, some kid, he looks like he's about 15, has been put up for an anti-abortion lawyer up for a federal judgeship in Kentucky. You know anything about that, Jennifer?
I haven't heard much about that, no.
Yeah. His name is Charles Booker. And, again, he looks like he has water in his ears still. I don't know where this guy came from, but he doesn't have a great reputation. He is up for nomination as a – no, I'm sorry. His name is Chad Meredith. I didn't get the other the name.
Sorry, Mr. Booker.
Right. Yeah, right, Mr. Booker. Anyway, so there's another a bunch of hoo-ha.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Tula Kids? Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask the questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the Internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH-authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Time for our visit with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, a professional professor. Hey, I like that. He's a posturing professional professor. Professor.
Wow.
I like that, huh? At Bentley University. We've been doing this too long. I feel like Johnny Carson introducing, Bill Nye, the science guy. Right? Or better yet, Rodney Dangerfield. Maybe that's better. Okay, so we have a lot of dangerous things to discuss here in our time together. I think we should devote our time, with your permission, to Supreme Court decisions. I'm curious on your, I mean, if you look at the countdown this week, most of the stories can be connected to Supreme Court action. There are people who can't get their minds or their sights off of Roe v. Wade, but there were so many things that were announced decisions, and some of them were, I guess it depends on your point of view, some of them were good, some of them weren't. I would ask you, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney, esquire, et cetera, for the ones you thought were the most important and perhaps the most influential of all of the Supreme Court decisions announced this week.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm so glad you want to talk about this. And I have been, throughout my career, a constitutional law professor. And I want to cite two and then tell you something that has not been mentioned anywhere that I think is the most critical. One is, of course, the restrictions on the EPA, and the other is, of course, Roe versus Wade. To me, the biggest takeaway from this is not that environmental laws cannot be passed and enforced. It's that the Supreme Court for years has been doing the work of legislatures. Legislatures have been either unwilling or unable to make laws regarding the environment or things like same-sex marriage or abortion laws. All of these came from the court. And so what you have now is a court that is reverting back to a position where it used to be, you know, it's not us to legislate. We just interpret the law. So the environmental law didn't say that regulations couldn't be made. If you read the case carefully, what you see is that what they said was that the present regulations didn't allow the EPA to do this. This was wasn't written in that fashion by the legislature. The Congress could absolutely, in 2 minutes, if they had the guts, pass important environmental rules. The same thing with a woman's right to choose and abortion rights. If indeed, as much of the public seems to be in polls, is in favor of abortion rights, Congress could pass that in the proverbial New York minute. But they don't seem to. Congress is the weak link in all of this.
The weakest link. That's a TV show, isn't it? I think it is.
Yeah, they would be on there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, would hate them.
I had forgotten that part of your professional life is all about constitutional law because you practice so many other things in your own private practice. But the idea of making law instead of interpreting law, that has been something that has been discussed for many, many years, and therefore, but yet, you know what it is, Steve? It's actually a focus on the lack of leadership anywhere. Whether it's in our country, there's no leadership in Congress, there's no leadership in the presidency, and there's no leadership. Look around the world. People that are running businesses, people are running companies, people are running countries. There's no real standout. There's no real strong leader. And it's maybe Putin is the strongest guy because everybody else, how many more? There's one guy and there are 120 other countries. So why is Putin still there? Why hasn't somebody put a bullet in his head and put him out of the way so that we don't have all this war and the fear and what it's doing to the economy? It's just, it's ludicrous. It really is. In my mind, it's absolutely ludicrous.
Well, you know, one of my mottos that I use with scams, and I think it applies here, is, you know, Doug, things aren't as bad as you think. They're far worse. And
worse,
so
yeah.
I agree with everything you say. You say, why doesn't someone put a bullet in Putin's head? And I'm very anti-violence, but I would be willing to pull that trigger.
Yeah, me too.
And it's because he's either poisoned, imprisoned, or shot anyone that disagrees with him.
Right.
But in fact, you're right. The lack of leadership does seem to be at a historical low, not just in this country, but around the world.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I blame social media and the internet for much
of
that.
Easy to do that. Okay, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, again, with some important comments. He's on the Talk Radio Countdown show with me, Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. A shooting at a mall in the Danish capital of Copenhagen.
Police have confirmed that several people were shot at the Fields shopping center, which is near to the airport. The police also said that one person has been arrested in connection with the shooting, but gave no other details. Images from the scene show people running out of the mall, and local TV posted a photo of a man being put on a stretcher. Witnesses said people were crying and hid in shops. A huge police presence was on hand, with several fire department vehicles also parked outside the mall. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russia is claiming control over the last Ukrainian stronghold in the eastern province that is key to achieving a major goal of Moscow's grinding war. The general staff of Ukraine's military reports its forces had withdrawn from Lysychansk in Luhansk province. President Zelensky acknowledging the withdrawal, but said the fight for the city was still raging on its outskirts. Now, if confirmed, Russia's complete seizure of Luhansk would provide its troops with a stronger base from which to press their advance in the Donbas, a region of mines and factories that President Putin is bent on capturing in a campaign that could determine the course of the entire war. The marshal of the U.S. Supreme Court asking officials to enforce laws prohibiting picketing outside the homes of Supreme Court justices.
Marshal Gail Curley took up the issue with Maryland Governor Larry Hogan and Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin. A Hogan spokesman says the Republican governor had directed state police to, quote, further review enforcement options that respect the First Amendment and the Constitution. But he also noted that the constitutionality of the Maryland statute that Curley cited has been questioned by the Maryland Attorney General's office. Jason Walker reporting.
Check out the latest news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
A black man shot and killed by Akron police officers in a hail of bullets following a vehicle and foot pursuit was unarmed at the time of the shooting, but a shot appeared to have come from the vehicle during the pursuit, and officers say they feared he was preparing to fire when they discharged their weapons. According to Akron Police Chief Steve Milet, an independent investigation will confirm the number of times the man was hit.
The ME's report indicates over 60 wounds to Mr. Walker's body. However, they are still working to determine entrance and exit wounds, and this investigation on their end will take time.
Earlier today, police released video the mayor called heartbreaking of the pursuit and shooting of the 25-year-old victim while pleading for peace and patience from the community while the state investigation into the shooting runs its course. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. There's a lot of empty space at newspaper stands these days.
A report from Northwestern University says local newspapers in the United States are dying at the rate of 2 per week. There has been a growth in digital alternatives, but not nearly enough to compensate for what has been lost. Northwestern says the number of counties with no newspapers or only one outlet continues to expand, and the underserved areas tend to have residents who are poorer, older, and less educated than those covered well. John Scott reporting.
A boat once used as a floating casino has been sunk off the coast of Delaware to become part of the state's artificial reef program. The Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control says the marine contractor handled the sinking of the 180-foot-long Texas Star. Authorities say it will boost the recreational fishing and diving experience in Delaware. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The morning, the evening, the afternoons are all filled with discussion about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The charts for the week of June 27th, the 1st of July. All right, the focus here is Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here to, among other things, give us the list, the official list of the top 10 stories and the top 10 people that are associated with those stories that have been, according to the research of Talkers Magazine, on top of people's minds and conversationally on the top of the heap. How's that for, you like that for an introduction?
And the tips of their tongues.
Yes. The top of the heap and the tips of their tongues. There, that's right. Good alliteration. Teeth, yeah. Tongue, tugs, yeah. Okay, say
lots
that.
Lots of T's. So.
Lots of T's. All right, then we're teasing. Well, we're teasing this. T-E-A-S-E. Yeah. The list, the stories.
Talk about wordplay. Wow.
Yes. All right.
So here we are, halfway through the year.
Isn't it amazing? Oh, my
yeah.
God. Oh,
July now looms ahead. And Independence Day weekend, and soda, pretzels, and beer. Do you remember that?
And roll out the crazy, crazy, crazy days of summer. Yep.
So
who sang that? Do you remember who sang that song?
Nat King
Cole.
That's
it. Yep, that's right. Yep.
I still listen to it every day. It's my favorite song.
Good for you. All right, so Chris, that's a word. We're going to be on the air on July 4th on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So that would be one of the songs of many summer songs that we would introduce to people who want to get rallying around the barbecue or do whatever it is. Of course, everybody goes out and salutes the flag on the 4th of July, right?
Yep. got that in there.
Well, it's part of the deal.
It's part of the deal, you know, part of the whole thing. But one thing we don't have an abundance of fireworks. We have fireworks aplenty in terms of the news.
Right.
But there's a fireworks shortage that is China's fault, and they supposedly invented fireworks, and they can't even provide us with enough to get through our holiday.
Another thing that Americans should take back. We are when you go by, what's that south of the border, right? When you're driving down toward Florida along 95, you see all those signs for the guy with the Mexican hat on, and that's
lovely,
where you get your
lovely
fireworks.
Lovely place, lovely place.
Oh yeah, fabulous. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, they have restrooms.
Yeah, it's good. You have to stop and rest. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Number 10, big tech, social media, climate change, and Independence Day. We got four of them at number 10. At number 9, immigration. At number 8, race relations. At number 7, COVID-19. At number 6, Russia-Ukraine war tied with NATO and foreign affairs. Crime and guns at number 5. Abortion rights at number 4. Number 3, the economy. Number 2, partisan politics and primaries. And number 1, the January 6 hearings. And I want to say the Supreme Court's fingerprints are all over the chart this week.
Everywhere.
Almost every story has some type of a... We were debating whether to make the Supreme Court rulings a topic of its own. But they were involved in every other topic, so we just let it be that way. But this was definitely, you know, the Supreme's biggest hits. At number 10...
And if it wasn't, then it's January 6th.
Yeah. The People Survey, we have Elon Musk at 10, Fauci at 9, Vladimir Putin at 8, number 7, Clarence Thomas, a candidate in the Illinois primary, Darren Bailey at number 6, Ron DeSantis is at 5, at number 4, Liz Cheney and Mark Meadows are tied, Donald Trump is at 3, Cassidy Hutchison is at number 2, and Joe Biden is at number 1. It was a crazy, crazy, crazy week.
Have you ever heard of Cassidy Hutchison before this week?
I was one of her biggest fans. I'm the president of the Massachusetts Cassidy Hutchison fan.
Right.
No, I never had heard of her before. Isn't it funny how things like that happen?
Yep. And now it's coming out as those people who are trying to discredit her give testimony as to whether she has, you can't believe her. Look at what happened to her. Apparently somebody working with Mark Meadows threatened her when they found out she was going to testify, which came kind of late in the day before, because it was a big secret, right? A big surprise. We're going to have a special hearing for January 6th, so you'll hear the story behind the story from somebody who was actually there. So I thought she was pretty credible myself, but how do you judge? That's a great conversation to have, isn't it? How do you judge somebody's credibility? And then they say, well, we only have one person. We need another person to tell the same story to corroborate her story. So what's to keep somebody from making up the same story? If, in fact, I can believe pretty much it's not beyond the realm of possibility to think that Trump threw plates against the wall or threw stuff across the room or heaved chairs at people. I can believe that, can't you?
Yeah, I mean, Hillary used to do that, according to reports.
Yes, she did.
She actually threw things at the president.
Right, when he was the president.
Yeah,
she could have been charged with a crime. She could have gone right to jail. She was warned a couple of times, apparently, before her deposition. So what's the threat? What do you do? What do you say to somebody? You'll never get a job again in this city? Whereas, look out, somebody's going to find you, bring you down a dark alley some night. Is it that bad? Or the Trump? I mean, the things she said about Trump were pretty startling, I thought, didn't you?
Well, I guess so. I mean, there's nothing that really surprised me. Were you surprised?
No, not at all. As
so
I
really
said,
worried.
I think he's
so it's
capable
startling.
Of all
it's,
that stuff.
It's startling in a general sense, but none of this is really startling. I mean, it takes a lot to startle anybody anymore.
That's
one of the problems. So we're becoming numb to startlation. Is there a word such as startlation?
I love that. It was startlation. Right. I know.
It's crazy. The state of American politics is just so downright ugly.
And, sure is.
And it's just a shame. It's
How does it get? Oh, can we dig ourselves out? Number two this week on the story list, as you heard Michael say, is the situation with the political realities. Primaries are continuing on. And is it a Trump person or not a Trump person? Can I vote for him because Trump supports him? How ridiculous is that? Really and truly.
It's not accurate pollstering. People are keeping track of how well his endorsed candidates are, but something like 42 of his endorsed candidates aren't running against anybody or right. are incumbents that are very popular. It yeah. just doesn't mean anything, but yeah. we're so hung up on something to talk about and some type of polls, but there's no question that the combination of the primaries and the January 6 hearings, according to our research of conservative talk show hosts, they're definitely creating a crack in the solidity and the hold that Trump has had
yes.
as the clear-cut GOP kingmaker and standard-bearer for 2024. And I'm sure Ron DeSantis is celebrating each and every word that came out of Hutchinson's mouth.
I think she's, and this has nothing to do with anything, and maybe people say, ah, you're sexist. I thought she's quite attractive, and maybe that's why I paid more attention to what she said. Isn't that interesting? How that
very,
works.
Very interesting, Doug. Very
yeah, I used to say that about Sarah Palin, too, and look what that got me.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, well. Just open your mouth real wide.
Thank you. Stick my foot right in it. Yes, of course. Speaking of DeSantis, apparently the talk, I was talking to a couple of talk hosts from Florida who are suggesting that DeSantis is becoming more of a powerhouse, even though he still trails Trump a little bit, but the polls are suggesting that he's moving up the ladder. So what do you think about that? He's number five on the people list this week.
Yeah, well, I said that before, that Ron DeSantis is emerging as a viable alternative
yep.
to Donald Trump within the
yep.
GOP.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we have a real good handle on what's going on because we talk to the talk show hosts,
yep.
and conservative talk show hosts have enormous power when it comes to what goes on in the Republican Party, particularly during the primaries. And remember, there's going to be primaries and there's going to be a whole election campaign before 2024. Right now we're dealing with the midterms. When we get to 2023 and 2024, talk show hosts are going to have a lot to say. And the conservative talk show hosts that we talk to, and it's just about all of them, are indicating both publicly and privately that they see this latest chapter of events as freeing them to be able to have internal debates about the future of the Republican
Trump.
Party and
yeah.
Trump and the American conservative movement, which I think is very healthy, don't you?
Yeah, of course it is. It's time. And speaking of time, 16 past the hour, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. I'm going to talk for a moment, if I may, about a company called Term Provider. Term Provider is the easy way to buy life insurance these days. You can protect your family, you get peace of mind. So let's say you're sick. You got high blood pressure, you got diabetes. It doesn't make any difference. These people are not worried about that. A Term Provider, they will shop for you. They'll go to all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do it. And you get the best possible rates no matter what it is that's going on in your body and in your life. So take it from me, call Term Provider. Their number is 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. Term Provider, help lots of people just like you get term insurance. No matter if you have diabetes, you're porky, you're whatever it is that's a problem in your life health-wise, still call them. 800-333-1750 is the number in there. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life coverage, less than $200 a month. Term Provider, that's the way to go. Get affordable life insurance by calling 800-333-1750.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Getting a new ride is fun. Shopping online for a new car, not so much. Stop doing the same car search over and over again on multiple sites and try AutoTempest.com. See all the cars with one easy search. Our powerful search engine scours all the top car shopping sites, giving you instant results so you can easily browse all the listings with one search. Whether a dream ride, a family hauler, or a work truck, let us help you find your next ride. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start lifting.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars.
793-9039 or go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Peaceful where you are. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. The student came to the master and said, I cannot concentrate in my meditation at home where I live because my neighbors are always drinking and laughing and carrying on and making noise. The master said, can you change your environment? The student said, no, I can't. I have no means to move. The master said, if you cannot change your environment, then be grateful for it. What a beautiful opportunity you have to meditate on the truth of change. All things change. The type of noise, the silence, the volume, and all of these representations of change are conveniently surrounding you. What a beautiful gift. The student understood. He was trying to control his surroundings when now he knew to control his mind. For help finding peace in your life, visit drchristianconti.com.
It's the continuation of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. There he is, the big voice, and that's a crank it up.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yeah.
You tripped over each other. What's going
on? I know. That was bad.
How did that happen?
That's very unprofessional of me to do that.
Get rid of that guy. It's his fault, not yours.
Yeah. Always. Okay, I remember that. All right, Michael Harris and Doug Steffen. So we were talking off the air about libertarianism. I think there's an E in there somewhere. Being a libertarian, because I kind of am and have been since I thought the Republicans were useless. And that started, the last Republican I voted for enthusiastically was George Bush, the old man. And I didn't vote for him a second time because he didn't tell the truth about taxes. I'm sure there were probably other things he didn't tell the truth about, but I didn't pay any attention to that because for me, taxes are kind of the number one issue. So anyway, I've voted for lots of libertarians, and you remember some of them, and I remember some of them, and they never seem to get quite because they don't get the traction because they don't get any airtime, they don't get any attention. Many of them are quite well-spoken. I'm trying to remember the fella's name that I voted for in 2000, when George Bush was running. Harry Brown just came to me. You remember Harry Brown?
Yeah,
he came to our conventions.
Harry Brown was a nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very plugged in. Another guy was Andre Moreau. I don't know if you remember him.
Yeah, wasn't Gary Nolan, who's doing a talk show again now? He was a talk show host. He ran. Remember him?
I don't know if he ran for president. I don't know if he was nominated. I think he might have been vice president.
Was he?
I don't know. Gary's still out there on the radio.
He is.
A libertarian.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. No, libertarianism is an interesting strain of American political thought, and sometimes it feels very appropriate, and sometimes it feels very unrealistic. It's based on the premise that people are basically good and intelligent.
So, that's me. I believe in the best in people. Okay, so Howard Stern, we might as well drop this one into the conversation. Howard Stern, as a libertarian, says, I want to run for president to make the country fair again. He and Robin Quivers on their program, which is aired every day on the SM satellite, SXM, or whatever it is, Sirius XM, that's what it is. They have shows there. They have a channel devoted to Howard. He has a huge following. Millions and millions of Americans know him. And remember when he was a serious candidate for the governor of New York? And the poll showed he would have won if he'd have kept going.
I didn't remember that. I remember he ran. I didn't know he was a serious candidate or the polls said he would have won. That's
Well, he didn't want to. I remember him saying he didn't want to have people see his tax returns, so that's why he decided not to run.
See,
even though
he learned from President
Trump. Yeah, you don't have to. Right, exactly.
Yeah, right.
Now, maybe that's what he's thinking now because Trump never let anybody see his tax returns. So, Howard, you don't have to.
Trump was a great trailblazer and an inspiration to those who want to bend the rules.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the there are so many characters. This would make the race interesting. Cuomo was on Howard Stern's program, the former governor. Which one? That's right, too. All right. The father or the son? I believe it was the current former governor said...
The current former governor.
The current former governor. Right. That's how that works.
I'm sorry. I'm just...
No, it's good. Right.
The words
he said to Howard Stern, I think it was this past week, if I hadn't been governor of New York, he was talking about Trump, I would have decked him. So, there you go. It's politics at its finest, folks. And you hear it all here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You can hear the Talk Radio Countdown Show every week. I feel like Casey Kasem on great radio stations, and I just my list of radio stations just fell on the floor. So great radio stations, I'll end it at that. And also on, you can hear it at Doug Steffen. You can go to the Good Day download or the Good Day website, gooddayshow.com or Doug Steffen Networks or talkers.com for the list, the stories, if you will, and the people every week. So I'm going to tie two of the stories together here, Michael, for your comment. Number five is a focus on guns. Number eight is a focus on race relations. And I'm going to point you in the direction of Savannah, Georgia, where this week religious leaders in the city called on the police chief to resign and called in the feds because of a local officer-involved shooting. Actually, there were a couple of them. And the story of a white policeman shooting a black man once again surfaces. And here we go again with this thing. Apparently, the fellow who was shot, a fellow named Saudi Ari Ali of Savannah, lived in some neighborhood where there's a lot of violence, et cetera, et cetera. So the bottom line here is, I can tell the story, but the continuing focus on guns and police and black people, this is something that no matter what else is going on, it seems to be a continuum. Like January 6th will come and go. The discussion of what the Supreme Court has done, you know, it'll be around for a while, but it'll come and go. And I don't think there's anything that's been more consistent in the years that we've been doing this program, you and I, as to the discussion. At some point in time, it always comes back to the surface. Guns, 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 and race relations. So are we growing as a society? When you look at these things, I think you could easily conclude, no. Not in this area. What do you think?
Well, at least we're talking about it. At least we're talking about our problems. And, yeah. You know, the First Amendment hopefully is alive and well. And talk radio is a great forum for that. But race relations have been an issue in America since its founding. It's an issue since we started the country. Even
why?
Before the Civil War.
Yeah, but why?
Why?
Yeah.
Why? Because it's, I guess, human nature. And we wrestle with our human nature, our DNA. We wrestle with these things that are deeply within our character and our nature as human beings. This is not just America. Race relations and ethnicity and genocide and war and prejudice don't only exist in America. It's just that we're here and we're a nation dedicated to becoming a more perfect union.
And we are.
On the way toward becoming a more perfect union, we have to deal with a hell of a lot of imperfections. If we're in a place that didn't give a damn about being a more perfect union, we wouldn't be talking about it. But it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. I love all these other countries around the world that point the finger at America. Oh, you've got, you know, human rights.
You've got your troubles.
You've got race relations problems. Like, they don't.
Yeah. How dare you talk to us about our problems when you have so many problems at home? Yeah. You hear that all the time.
Yeah, so yeah. It's hypocrisy. It's BS.
Yeah.
That's what it is. But as far as guns, we are a violent country. We are. We love violence. We're like a warmonging country. Whether we do it for right or wrong is not the issue. We are a militaristic country. Look at every public monument, it celebrates war and victories.
Yeah.
Look at every parade on every holiday. It's
4th of July, saluting the people in World War II.
Militarism is in our blood. And I'm not saying that as a pejorative. I'm not knocking it. I'm just observing it. Because militarism is important. Because if you don't have it, you're going to be eaten by your enemies. You know, it's a junk.
So why are we eating? Why are we allowing? This is number six this week, the war. Why are we allowing this war to continue? If, in fact, that's true, unless the military-industrial complex
why
is more important than anything else.
Why are we allowing it to continue?
Yeah, why haven't we shot Putin? Why haven't we sent the Delta Force or the SEALs to Moscow to shoot Putin? They could get in and out. Nobody knows them.
Well, maybe you should be president.
Use some Russian ammunition so it would look like Russian soldiers shot him. They can do that. They can find that stuff.
You mean a false flag?
Well, whatever. Just kill the guy and get him out of the way so we don't have all this. This week he's kind of gone back on the public circuit, kind of smug. talking about his accomplishments in Ukraine and how we're not going to let anybody push us around, huh?
Well, he's been wearing them down. He has been. He's winning the war. I mean, we want to talk about him.
The PR war. Yeah.
No, he's winning the war. They control about 20% of Ukraine. You think that Russia's going to lose the war? You think Ukraine is going to win the war?
No, I don't think anybody's going to win it. I think everybody's going to lose it.
Nobody wins any war.
Yeah,
but the fact of the matter is it's complicated. And do you think that if we went and shot Putin that would end the problem?
No, but it would end the war. It wouldn't end the problem, but it would end the war.
Don't be so sure of that. It could, and no one would know it was the United States that did it, and the remaining Politburo and the people that run Russia would just say, okay, we got rid of the guy, now let's become Italy. I mean, what are you kidding me, Doug? It's not that easily solved.
What, are you kidding me, Doug?
Well, I mean, you're on the radio saying
that
we should send a SEAL team and kill a guy.
Correct.
I mean,
that's what I said. We did that in case the remembrance of Osama bin Laden comes to mind and how this exact scenario I just painted was produced. They swooped in, killed him, got him, and dumped him over the Pacific Ocean. That was, as far as I'm concerned, that's what ought to happen to Putin. Same thing.
Right. I'm not saying you don't have the right to say that.
I
don't know that that would be as easy a remedy. I don't know if killing Osama bin Laden was a remedy to anything.
Well, it made people feel good. That's all.
Most of everything happening politically is designed to make people feel good. Do you think that Joe Biden's tax holiday for 3 months on gas is going to have any impact on inflation whatsoever?
Yeah. Not
comes
whatsoever.
Out to about $25 a family.
Mm-hmm.
Or do you think that all of those stipends, that money that they passed around that added up to trillions back when the pandemic hit, had any impact on the economy? It just made people feel, oh, look at this, I got a check for $1,200.
Well, here we go.
You think $1,200 makes a damn bit of difference in somebody's life in terms of the big picture of their
But
their
you
wealth?
See, people are thinking only of themselves in a small, narrow way. Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, announced this past week the very same thing. We're going to give everybody $1,200 to help you pay for groceries and for gasoline. Comes
it's
out of the state treasury.
It's cosmetic posturing.
It's right. I'm running for re-election. Vote for me, and here's your check. Yeah.
Right.
Right. That reminds me. Remember when Trump sent during the pandemic, a whole big controversy because a lot of the checks that went out went out under the guise of Trump sending you money,
well,
and there was a letter
he signed them.
Right.
But I think Trump's shining moment, and it's indicative of this, is when he went to Puerto Rico after that place suffered a devastation, and he was throwing out paper towels to people like they were mm-hmm. seals getting fish.
Yeah. Right. Amazing. All right. We continue. Michael Harrison is here from Talk. We'll find out who the MH interview is, among other things. It's a good one. This is the one coming up that we'll talk about. I want to give a little more time to your conversation with Bo Snerdly in a matter of moments here. 43 after the hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen. We're talking about July 4th because it is the July 4th weekend. A lot of barbecuing, a lot of eating some more, and then let's have some more, because it isn't just on the 4th. There are cookouts on Saturday, cookouts on Sunday, cookouts on Monday, and you're going to stuff your face. I know you are. So you'll put on a couple of pounds, and you'll look in the mirror on Tuesday and say, uh-oh, what do I do now? So I'm going to send you to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for not only healthy weight loss, but for keeping the weight off. Once you lose the weight, biggest problem everybody has is losing it and then keeping it off. So don't let your weight become a problem. Go to toploss.com. Look at all the testimonials that are there. Try the product. It's no risk because it doesn't work. Check it all out. Go to toploss.com. There is a fabulous, this is sort of in honor of the 4th of July and summertime. You get 3, you can get 30. you'll get an equal number of free months. Each jar, each bottle, is good for a one-month treatment, if you will. And you can get as many as you want and get the duplicate. So maybe you get somebody else in your family you want to help, do it now. And use the discount code Doug for free shipping as well. That's at toploss.com. Success with weight loss and keeping it off. Toploss.com for Calitrin.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
So what's the deal? As we get into the summertime, Calitrin always has a deal. You go to toploss.com. How do you take advantage of whatever the special is at the moment?
Well, right now at toploss.com, we have the big 4th of July special. This is the unlimited buy 3, get 3 free. So that's buy 4, get 4, buy 10, get 10. It's at toploss.com. You can check out online. We do have free shipping on that special right now, too. But if you want to do a mix and a match, or if you have questions, you want to speak to somebody on the phone, you can call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Now, mix and match would be like if you wanted to get, you know, a couple of liquid here, a couple of capsules, a couple of powder, and you wanted to mix and match that, we can personalize that by phone. So that's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Lots of great reasons for you to work on your body. Make sure you're healthy. Use Calitrin to stay that way. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the stories from the charts created by Talkers Magazine, talking to and listening to and involving themselves with a lot of the great talk programmers and the hosts and stations around the country. So we have the top 10. Number 10 is a focus on social media and how important it is to the discussion of the other 9 items. Number 9 is immigration. Number 8, the race relation business that we've had in the countdown for a long time. COVID is 7. The war is 6. Guns, 5. Roe v. Wade, abortion rights, etc., 4. The economy is 3. The primaries being held from now till September is number 2. And the hearings, the number 1 item. You're probably surprised at that, but I think that is, when you consider who's the hosts, they're going to be all over that January 6th stuff. So that's number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown. All right, 46 after the hour, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison does an interview every week. You can find it at talkers.com or mhinterview.com. It's a podcast. This week, he has the famous, I don't think he's infamous, I think he's just famous
for his
connection. I've heard he's a good guy. I don't know him, never met him, but what's the scoop? What'd you get out of him?
Well, first of all, let's tell who he is. It's AKA James Golden. For 30 years, he served as the producer of the Rush Limbaugh show, and now he does a show every day on WABC in New York of his own, and he has a history that goes all the way back to the Music Top 40 days. He's like a radio renaissance man.
Yeah, he's a radio guy.
African-American, conservative, his own conservative take, though, and it's a fascinating conversation, a deep dive into the Rush Limbaugh show and his life and what he's doing now, and it's one of the best interviews we've done on the Michael Harrison interview. MHinterview.com, folks.
So give us one tidbit that we didn't know about Limbaugh from that. Can you give us one little tidbit of about Limbaugh's personality? Obviously, because Limbaugh was in charge, he must have gotten along with him famously, because he wouldn't have lasted 5 seconds if Limbaugh didn't like him and enjoy. I mean, he was a huge help to Limbaugh in reality in many ways.
Yeah, but I can't assume what people know or don't know about Limbaugh, but what I found very interesting was that Limbaugh was extremely brave and matter of fact when he told his staff that he basically had terminal cancer, and they all freaked out. But he was cool, calm, collected about it, very, very factual, and he loved radio so much that right to the very end, even though he was clearly dying on his last legs, he still came to the studio and did the show to his last breath.
Yep. Yeah. He was, wasn't he on the week or two before he died?
Yeah.
And I remember the day, I wonder what he thought of the day his wife came into the studio when he died that morning. The show starts at noontime, and his wife showed up and said, "My husband's dead."
Yeah.
No, that's got to have been.
Real life trauma. Golden is an interesting character because he crosses over many, many expected boundaries.
Taboos.
And as a result, I think that he, in his own right, is a great radio presence, and I'm glad we had a chance to talk.
Well, and he's got himself on the station. WABC has come back a long ways under the new ownership. It's a New York City station, and it sounds like the characters that are on there are all real New Yorkers. And it's, you know, it's worked for this guy that Casimatidis, who bought the station. It's worked. It's an interesting example of how it works. Michael Harrison, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 10 before the hour.
This is your Mortgage Minute, brought to you by Mortgage Matt with Megastar Financial.
Hey, Mortgage Matt here with Megastar Financial. Now is an amazing time to buy. Interest rates have been lower than they have ever been, but the thing that's different about this refinance boom is house prices are up and they're continuing to appreciate. For every 1% that interest rates go down, you qualify for 10% more on your buying power. In the midst of this digital age, there is still great value in having a person that can hear about your situation and come up with the best mortgage plan, loan type for your particular circumstance. There is great value in meeting with a lender who is local that you can meet with face-to-face. Please feel free to give me a call. I'd love to set up a time to meet and figure out the best game plan for your situation.
To learn more about your home buying options, contact Mortgage Matt. Call 999-9000, Megastar Financial, America's most trusted mortgage lender. NMLS 1162668.
It's 50 years since humankind last set foot on the moon. While probes and rockets have been sent to the edges of our solar system and beyond, we have gone no further. So 50 years on, what has been the lasting impact of our efforts to explore and understand space? How much do we really understand about the space above us? The largest global representative consumer research of attitudes towards space has been released by world-leading satellite company Inmarsat to try and answer some of these questions. Former astronaut Scott Kelly gives us his thoughts.
To me, these results show a lack of awareness of what space technologies can deliver. The idea that 36% of respondents saying they don't view communication satellites as essential really doesn't make much sense to me. I think people don't realize that how they navigate in their cars, even when we use an ATM to get cash, how we rely on space technology every single day to improve our lives is so important. Space also allows us to better study and understand our home planet so we can be better stewards of Earth.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison and a focus on Donald Trump. You want to do that? Let's talk about Trump. It's so unusual for us to spend time talking about Trump. Apparently, this is something that when we look at the list, Donald Trump's number three this week on the people list, Michael. He is no longer, however, in contempt of court for failing to comply with the subpoena from the New York Attorney General. And one where this was, he's been in court more than probably any other American. He's got lawyers galore, spends thousands, if not millions of dollars a year on lawyers to fight back all the charges against him. And then he always blames it's the other guy's fault. I find that when I'm in the context or in the mirror of the Cassidy Hutchinson, the testimony this week, trying to imagine what goes on and why Melania, does Melania get in the way of some of these things that are going on? His children, we saw this week too, basically checked out January 6th. From that point to this, I don't know, it hasn't been, although they're living fairly close together, I guess, but what's the scoop? What do you know about the relationship Trump has with his children now, given what has been publicly said about what they said to him on January 6th?
Well, I can only speculate, but I'd imagine he's never had a great relationship with his children. I don't think anybody around Donald Trump really feels comfortable with him. And obviously, you use the word, they checked out.
Mm-hmm.
They're all running for the exit doors. In terms of his behavior after the election.
Doesn't somebody take that seriously? And I mean this seriously. Intelligent, I know a lot of people who are very good friends of mine, very close friends, who think the sun rises and sets on Trump. And I ask the question. I had dinner with some folks this past week, and it became the subject matter because I knew what their politics were. And they're from Florida, and they love Trump. And so I said, why? And they really didn't give me a substantive answer. So it's like Trumpism is a religion. It's kind of like Protestantism or Catholic or Jewish or whatever. And it reminds me of the same fanaticism that's, by the way, attached to the greenhouse gas debate and climate change and that kind of stuff. Why is it that people get into these maniacal, the focus on one thing, and it's the end of the world if you don't agree with them?
One issue people are very difficult to deal with in politics.
They really are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When people who are focused on one issue, even if it's an issue that you agree with, they can be very one-dimensional and very fanatical. But in terms of why people like Trump, it has to do with what they get out of it. It has to, the common thread that you hear among people who are still devoted to Trump is, oh, I don't care for his personality, but I like his policy.
Mm-hmm. And I've said that a million times. Yeah. But I wouldn't vote for him. But I do like many of his, I didn't like some of his appointees. He didn't really put a lot of thought into appointments because the things he wasn't interested in or didn't care about, he just cast it to the wind and let other people make decisions for him, like Sonny Perdue being the Secretary of Agriculture. Disaster for farmers, agriculture in general, public supply of food. His tenure for 4 years was a disaster for American farmers. So, and I think there are probably a few other folks that were cabinet members. Matter of fact, I think there was a poll done, now that I'm remembering. Remember when January 6th occurred, there was a move among the cabinet to get him out? They met that day, and Sonny Perdue said, no, we can't do this. he was Secretary of Agriculture, but most of the cabinet members were ready to, what is that, the 29th Amendment? Get rid of the President Amendment? It's not what it's called, but that's what it does. Get him out of there. He's crazy. He's dangerous.
That would have taken such a long process. It wouldn't have worked. But it comes down to what you're basically bringing up is the issue of character versus policy. Mm-hmm. I often say, seeking victory at the expense of truth.
Yep.
And how important is a president's character versus what a president does for you?
Well, look at Richard Nixon. People throw him up. His character was awful, but he did some good things as well. Actually did a lot of good things, but he was a reprehensible. He wasn't, not in the same way that Trump is reprehensible, but he was still a reprehensible human being, it would seem.
How is Nixon different in his reprehensibility to Trump?
Yeah, there's a good question. We'll leave you with that, folks. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Did you know that online shoppers are 3 times more likely to enter an unfamiliar store if it displays a Visa logo? And customers are 5 times more likely to think a merchant is reputable. This is because Visa has invested billions over the years in fraud prevention, so you don't need to think twice about shopping at retail or online with your Visa card, nor should businesses be concerned about secure payments. Visa is deploying advanced technology to ensure customer data is not vulnerable, no matter where the transactions take place. This includes tokens, pioneered by Visa as one part of the solution, which reduces the risk of identity theft, because this technology replaces your cardholder information with a random alphanumeric code so that the merchant never sees your actual card number, yet ensures a fast transaction too. To learn more about Visa's work in protecting you and your purchases, visit visa.com/security. That's visa.com/security.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. A tense situation in Akron, Ohio, where police officials say officers fired dozens of rounds at a black man who was running away after being pulled over. The 25-year-old man was hit by as many as 60 bullets. Police Chief Steve Milette says police then tried to save Jalen Walker.
Akron police officers went to Mr. Walker and diligently provided first aid to save his life. One officer on a body cam footage can be heard saying he still has a pulse.
Mayor Dan Horrigan asking the community to be patient as investigation's going to take time.
Many will wish to air their grievances in public, and I fully support our residents' right to peacefully assemble. But I hope the community can agree that violence and destruction are not the answer.
Overseas, a gunman opened fire inside a busy shopping mall in the Danish capital late Sunday afternoon, killing 3 people, critically wounding 3 others. A 22-year-old Danish man arrested for shooting at Fields, one of the biggest shopping malls in Scandinavia, located on the outskirts of the capital. Russia has announced it's taken over full control of the last major Ukrainian-held city in Ukraine's Luhansk province.
If confirmed, a Russian victory over the city would bring it closer to capturing all of Ukraine's Donbas region. Meanwhile, Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, denied the fall of the city to the Russians, saying in a news conference, "We cannot give you the final judgment. Lysychansk is still being fought for." He said Ukrainian forces were still battling Russia's soldiers on the city's outskirts and that territory can move quickly from one side to the other. Pro-Russia separatists have held portions of both the Luhansk and Donetsk provinces that make up the Donbas region since 2014, and Moscow recognizes both provinces as sovereign republics. I'm Karen Chamas.
And you can check out the latest news and analysis. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years. years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Tourism booming again in France, and so is COVID.
New coronavirus cases have been rising in France, nearly 93,000 per day by Johns Hopkins' latest count. And government data shows nearly 1,000 patients hospitalized per day over the past 2 weeks. Still, tourism is booming there this summer. Astatel Hotels president Serge Cachan says it's only taken a few months to return to pre-pandemic levels.
Not only to recover, but to overpass the best result we ever had in Paris, in the tourists. And I think it is the same all over France.
The French government has invited or recommended people go back to using face masks, though they stopped short of renewing restrictions that might scare visitors away or revive protests. I'm Ben Thomas.
More breaking news and more analysis, both at townhall.com. Getting there was half the battle. Now travelers who braved long lines, delays, and maybe even cancellations have to prepare to come back after the July 4th weekend. FlightAware spokeswoman Kathleen Banks says even if you have TSA pre-check, plan for some extra time.
If they're coming to the airport, of course, you know, today, tomorrow, through the holiday, even into Tuesday, certainly the big thing is getting there early.
Banks says as of midday Sunday, airport traffic flowed pretty well.
We're looking at 252 cancellations and 1,932 delays.
All in all, so far, Banks says it's been okay.
So far, the 4th of July weekend has not been that bad because most of the carriers, really all of them, pared back their schedules. You know, somewhere between the range of about 5 and 12%, the carriers have pared back the schedules.
Tests will come Monday night and Tuesday morning. More news at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is having a 4th of July sale. Now through Monday at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Celebrating Independence Day, Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features a variety of antiques and treasures, jewelry, desks and dressers, dolls and toys, and so much more. On sale now. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Now open at their new location at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson in the Gateway Shopping Center.
90. Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/Wilderness.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, we take the folks who are associated with the Doug Steffen Good Day program and ply them into our Talk Radio review. This is the companion piece for the official Talk Radio Countdown Show, where Michael Harrison and I go through the charts. Happens to be the charts of the week from June 27th to the 1st of July as the focus, the stories and the people on the story list this week. Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner and I are going to be discussing some of the things from social media for sure. That's number 10, immigration. Actually, race, there's a whole bunch of stuff that has been on the docket here. There's not much change in the list, but there is a change in the focus. I think we could probably spend most of our hour, and maybe we will. We could have a top 10 story list just to cover the items that have been now discussed, or if you will, I don't think they've been discussed enough, but they have been presented. The Supreme Court has released information on decisions that have been made, and there are at least 10 of them that affect us. It isn't just all about Roe v. Wade. It isn't all just about guns, although there's a lot of that in there. But I think with regard to, for example, this week there was a 6-3 decision that the court made that, in effect, limits the Environmental Protection Agency's ability to prevent power plants from releasing the pollution that they're so well known for. Because, you know, coal produces it, and so do other fossil fuels release this stuff. So does this make a difference? It certainly has the Bidenites all in their panties in a wad. If that's a little crude, but it is, you know, kind of what it's all about with returns from conversations I've heard in the last 24 hours or so. Is there a clarification here in what is it just the climate change religionists say this is going to destroy the planet, reducing gas house pollution, greenhouse pollution.
Yeah, they want to get rid of the coal industry in general, right? And the reality is that we should be looking for alternative sources of energy. Kind of the rational perspective, I think, should be that we're looking for alternate forms of energy, clean energy.
I don't think there's anything rational about some of this stuff, Jen. I'm with you on this one. It's become craziness.
Well, to eliminate the entire industry when this country is clearly not ready for it. I mean, in California, we have probably the strictest, not probably, we have the strictest environmental regulations in the entire country.
No more gas, natural gas. Have you been on the program since Newsom?
That's what I call him, too.
Since the announcement that there will no longer be gas used in homes, new homes being built will have to have all electric. What do you think the power? You want to have all electric cars? California is going to come to a screeching halt because there isn't enough power now on a day that's hot to supply everybody whose needs you come
well,
from.
Well, and get this, you're throwing the baby out with the bathwater when it comes to California. So the reason that California, and you've probably heard about it, we have to turn our power off when it's 105 degrees and windy outside because the power companies cannot guarantee that their grid is secure enough not to spark a fire. And so a lot of times you either hear the story about catastrophic fires that have been caused by a spark in the power grid, or you have power companies just shutting everybody down because they don't want to take the risk of a fire. Both of these things not great options for the residents who pay a lot of money to live in the state and would like to be able to run their can opener and their air conditioning at the same time in the afternoon on a summer day.
Uh-huh.
And so the reason for that is that not only have power companies made backdoor deals with liability limitations with the government of California, but they've had to spend so much money meeting environmental standards that they haven't been able to afford to put the money into hardening our power grid. So we're a long ways away from being able to even handle some of the plans, some of the proposals.
Well, it's just like the water problem. The water problem could be solved pretty easily by getting catch basins built around the state, desalinating the water, water pipelines. Well, but you know what? It's time for the environmentalists to get real. Understand that there's no question that what we're doing and how we're living is affecting the environment. Yeah, but to what extent? And how did these people get, how did we manage to inculcate in educational curriculum, in everyday discussions, climate change? I was with some folks yesterday. And we were talking about methane gas from my cows. And I always, whenever I get into this conversation with people, I always talk about the benefits of what the poop is when it comes out of the back end of the cow and all the microbes that are in there. And that, in my mind, even if there is something to the methane situation, and I'm not convinced that there really is a whole lot, it's just that there's a perspective. And there is no, way too often in these conversations, there are facts, and then there are facts, if you know what I mean. And remember when we discussed this, I don't know whether you were with us, Jennifer, or not, Jay and I had a conversation a couple of weeks ago about the fact there's a report from NOAA the National Oceanographic, and I never can remember what they're. But anyway, NOAA has, and its scientists have been studying the cores that, you know, they dig out of the planet. They go down, in some cases, 3,000-4,000 feet on the surface to go back to what the surface looked like 4 million years ago. So from these, and they've taken them from places in America, they've taken them from Iceland, they've taken them from South America as well, places in Africa. So the core samples they've been studying for years, and so the report that was released suggests very firmly that the CO2 levels in the atmosphere today, 2022, were the same, or are the same, as the CO2 levels in the atmosphere 4 million years ago. So how do you, this is the federal government doing the study. I don't imagine the Bidenites and the climate changerites are looking at that, but I'm not saying that we're not doing harm or we're not contributing, but for God's sakes, how much of this, it's like it's the mania of so many other things. You get a hold of things, it's like a dog with a bone.
Well, and it becomes a moneymaker for a lot of people.
But of course it is.
A moneymaker, it becomes a religion, instead of just looking at things about, I mean, I think the big joke is that conservatives don't want to conserve.
Yeah.
Conservatives like clean air and clean water, too. It was Richard Nixon who founded the EPA. And just to get back to this ruling, what's happened is that at the federal level, the EPA has thrown out restrictions that a lot of states cannot meet. And that's what brought this lawsuit. So if the EPA is, the EPA should be there to set best practices and minimal standards, but you have to allow the states to be able to operate and function without the federal government saying, well, you have to do this. Well, maybe, you know, Oklahoma is a whole lot different than California. So yeah. Let people decide what is going to be okay for them without completely choking them out on how they operate and run things locally.
More on the court and decisions that were made and the impact on you as we continue with this week's Talk Radio Review.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Stay open to learning. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once a man was headed into a desolate land holding a piece of fruit in each of his hands. He knew that the fruit would provide him sustenance, and he knew he needed sustenance where he was going because there would be none there. Before he entered the land, however, he came to a place where people were willing to hand him an entirely large sack of food. Vegetables, fruits, nuts, the whole thing was filled with significantly more food than he had. Enough to last him weeks. But the man refused the sack. He said, "I already have food in my hands." When the people encouraged him to put down what he had and pick up this bag with significantly more, he refused. He entered the desolate land and eventually starved. This man was foolish, but so is everyone who is resistant to information that contradicts what they already know. That resistance to different knowledge is no different than the man who starved because he wouldn't accept more food. For more on life, visit drchristianconti.com.
Countdown. 17 after the hour, this is Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner going through some of the information that has come out about the Supreme Court decisions. Apparently there's another, I don't think they've heard the case yet, but there was a decision made about the elections and what might the court has agreed to hear a case that could change the election, potentially giving Howard Stern the ability to... Nah, I'm teasing about that. state legislatures would have the power to set voting rules that state courts can't overturn. That'll be an interesting discussion. If they've agreed to hear the case, then they'll come up with a decision before the election. And I think that's we really have to get to the bottom line. All of the emotion around voting rules and who's got the right
around everything.
I guess you're right about that, Jenna.
It's exhausting, and most of it isn't even based in facts. But it's just people are so hot right now about everything, and so divided. And people, unfortunately, in elected office like that because they think it gives them power. And
so
For me, get everybody burnt out, and then it's just they give up. They give up writing.
Okay, so number nine this week on the story list is immigration, and a Supreme Court ruling this week probably ends the immigration program that was started with Trump. The program required asylum seekers to await approval in Mexico. So what's wrong with that? It's a 5-4 ruling. Wrong with the, the Trump policy? It's chaos. It's bedlam on the border now. And I'm not exaggerating. It is bedlam.
Yeah.
And so,
we've got people dying. This big story this week, 50 people dying in the back of a refrigeration truck, which, by the way, wasn't even a real refrigeration truck. They just made it look like that, and these people cooked to death. I mean, it is not empathetic, the system that's going on now, where it's just like the Wild West down there, and the cartels are running everything. It was the guy driving was a 46-year-old, a meth-addicted member of the cartel who was running these people for them. I mean, this is not good. But at the same time, I understand, and I have to be fair, because I love the Remain in Mexico policy. I think it's very effective.
I do, too.
It's a Trump-era policy that worked.
Yeah.
And the Biden administration wanting to get rid of it, I think, is them just saying we want to get rid of everything Trump, even stuff that is good. And that's a problem for me. But the Supreme Court, I think, was right, as much as I hate to say it, because when you have a new president, elections have consequences. And they can, if things are not codified into law, make their own policies. And, you know, it's the outcome of elections. And that's why every time we go to vote, it's important.
It is. And that includes the primaries. There's still a lot of primaries to come between now and September. I have a friend, actually, who started a race. He's a libertarian, as most people know, listen to me with any degree of regularity. I could be this. There's no card carrying libertarianism, but I am. If there was a card, I'd have it.
Which is a smidge of anarchist.
Yeah, a little bit. So, the LNA party. How's that? Yeah, we can start a new party, the LNA party. So this kid, his name is Mark Tashian, and he's running against Seth Moulton, who is a congressman. Hadn't been in there that long from Massachusetts, but his voting record is terrible. He doesn't show up half the time. And so this kid is like his late 30s, I think, and he runs a farm. That's how I know him. I supply him with hay. He's got a huge polo. He runs a farm and a polo, the Boston Polo Club. And he just felt that it was time for somebody that had some neutrality in their brain to run. And he's working hard at it. It'd be interesting to see how he shows up in this situation that will exist in the primary in September, 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
And click on Find a Repair Shop to find a reputable repair facility or a service center near to where you are so you can get your repairs done. That's O'Reilly Auto. That's kind of a good service, O'ReillyAuto.com. All right, so and that's interesting. That commercial makes me think how dependent we become on things like O'ReillyAuto.com, whatever .com. It isn't you pick up the phone anymore and call O'Reilly or call some service center. You know what I mean? I got in yesterday the yellow pages, the quote-unquote official yellow pages, because I still have a landline. So they deliver a yellow pages phone book, a real phone book. Yellow pages phone book.
Is it still as thick as it used to be?
No, not at all. It's like a little...
It's like a pamphlet now, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it is, because... they all have landlines. Businesses have landlines, and so they cater to the people who have landlines by giving you a yellow pages of businesses that have landlines. But I just find it's interesting how there's still people like me that are clinging to life when it comes to that sort of thing. Okay, let's get to the comments from social media on a couple of the important things from this week. Jay, for example, prayer being reintroduced into public schools. It seems most of our discussion is about the Supreme Court and decisions it's making. And so here we have the subject. This is on a lot of people's minds. So the question we presented was, should prayer be reintroduced in public schools? So what did you get for responses from some folks?
Greg Psalm says, absolutely not. I'm a public school teacher, and I can't think of anything more inappropriate than an act of isolating and segregating students who are not believers. Students are perfectly capable of praying on their own time and in their own way.
What happened to the separation of church and state on this? Why is there even a discussion about it? Prayer.
The First Amendment right protects speech. So,
which is more important then? The question. Which of the amendments?
Your First Amendment right is most important. The separation of church and state is just how the documents were founded. And the reason for that was not to eliminate religion, which I think is really a misguided perspective that a lot of people have. No offense to you, Dougie, but the separation of church and state was set up so that the government can't determine what religion you have to have. So basically, mm-hmm. the separation of church and state means that you, Doug, can worship any god you want. You can go to any church you want or no church at all.
I worship the same god that most everybody does in organized commercial, industrial. Well, but are we really?
It's why we say in the pledge, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and
justice. But all religions believe in a god, Allah, whatever. There's a single supreme being that seems to be part of the landscape with most of the religions that were founded all in Jerusalem anyway. All right, so what else have you got here I don't mean to cut you off for the coach.
And just for the coach, he was exercising his First Amendment rights.
I have no problem with him. I think that was the right decision.
And it's the teacher who puts up a Black Lives Matter poster or something. I mean, you have freedom of speech that even sometimes goes into public education.
Yeah, if it's an individual thing and not required, got no problem with it whatsoever. All right, what else you got, Jay?
Chris Marengo, as a school child from the 60s, I remember not only prayer, but the pledge and the Ten Commandments posted in the room all helped me have a consciousness that helped me, not hurt me. Russ Schleicher says, prayer is a personal thing. It shouldn't be forced upon someone, nor should it be disallowed.
28 past the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
It's 50 years since humankind last set foot on the moon. While probes and rockets have been sent to the edges of our solar system and beyond, we have gone no further. So 50 years on, what has been the lasting impact of our efforts to explore and understand space? How much do we really understand about the space above us? The largest global representative consumer research of attitudes towards space has been released by world-leading satellite company Inmarsat to try and answer some of these questions. Former astronaut Scott Kelly gives us his thoughts.
To me, these results show a lack of awareness of what space technologies can deliver. The idea that 36% of respondents saying they don't view communication satellites as essential really doesn't make much sense to me. I think people don't realize that how they navigate in their cars, even when we use an ATM to get cash, how we rely on space technology every single day to improve our lives is so important. Space also allows us to better study and understand our home planet so we can be better stewards of Earth.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We use that moniker to get people focused because we are actually doing this Talk Radio review in concert with the Doug Steffen Good Day program. That is, I'm here and so is Jay Kirshner. And the lovely and talented and the fabulous and how many more adjectives do you want me to use, Jennifer?
Oh, keep going. We've got a half hour.
That we do. But we have to get back to the issues at hand, the things that are on the countdown charts this week from Talkers Magazine. Get the list, by the way, at talkers.com and also at the gooddayshow.com website, the list of the top 10 stories. And much of it has to do in one way or another with what's going on in the Supreme Court. So we have even comments. Let's get back to some of the social media comments, if we can, for a couple of more moments here, Jay. The focus on the overturn, this is what's taken all the oxygen out of the room. But what I'm trying to point out with people is that the Supreme Court rulings, there are a myriad of them that have been released this week. Results of discussions that have gone on much of the term. That's what happens the last week of June. They release all of what they've debated and what the results are. So it happens that Roe v. Wade, that came out a week ago, the first one of many. So what are people, you got a couple of folks you want to call on here with their comments?
Yeah, Ellen Bishop says, I really don't think we'd be discussing this if some people hadn't pushed abortion into the third trimester. The country seemed to go along with an uneasy trace until that time. An uneasy truce, I'm sorry, until that time. If a woman can't make that decision within the first 12 weeks of pregnancy, then we have bigger problems. Responsible birth control for both men and women could eliminate a lot of these decisions.
So I'm looking at some of the protests that are going on. Some cities and states more are trying to make it impossible for people who live in that state. If, for example, let's say you live in Texas and you want an abortion, there are people that are trying to make it illegal to cross state lines to get an abortion. Now, that seems pretty un-American to me. I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
that seems silly. I don't think it goes anywhere, to be honest. I think, you know, you have, and to the our person who was on social media commenting, I think there is something to it, but that's the emotional argument about, you know, what's right and what's wrong that everybody could yell about until they're blue in the face.
Mm-hmm.
What's really important to understand, and again, I wish that there was somebody, some elected official who would be like rational, not that people even want to hear it, but at least somebody who's saying it, that explains why the Supreme Court made this decision. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who was very pro-choice, said for years that Roe versus Wade was a flimsy piece of jurisprudence. And that's because abortion it was a stretch to create abortion as part of the due process piece of the 14th Amendment. It was always a flimsy argument. The Supreme Court decided to just do it because of the political motivation of the time, even though they knew it probably at some
even
point would be overturned.
Exactly the same as the political motivation of the time now.
Correct. But also, you had a Congress who had 40 years of saying that they could have codified Roe, and they never did. And that's a failure on all parts. So
leadership.
You had, during 2008, one of the key promises of the Obama presidency was to codify Roe, and then when he got into office, he said, well, that's up to Congress. Well, Congress wasn't acting. So for 40 years, you had the opportunity to codify it. You didn't, and so now it's returned
right.
back
so
to
the Let me ask you a question.
Well, in some ways, just one sentence here, but in some ways, this is a more powerful position for people to determine what's appropriate for them, and I think it's really short-sighted for a pro-choice person in California to think that their opinion tops a pro-life person in Oklahoma. The majority rules state by state.
So, under the circumstances, there were three Supreme Court justices that were appointed during the Trump era. They were all asked the same question about Roe v. Wade, and they all lied when they responded. So, should they be impeached because they lied in testimony before the Senate?
First of all, I don't think that they lied.
Jennifer, they said that they thought it was settled law.
So two of them, it was Gorsuch and Kavanaugh, said that it was settled law. Yeah. Amy Coney Barrett said exactly what Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, is that you can't see hypotheticals. The problem is, and look, you're going to have this with every Supreme Court justice for everything. When you have people asking hypothetical questions, you don't know how the piece of law or the challenge, the cases that you're going to look at, you don't know what it's going to say. And the state of Mississippi had a very good argument saying that they shouldn't have to be forced to offer abortions after 15 weeks because of state law rights. That happened to resonate with the Supreme Court justices. So this is why I don't think we can count on anybody, whether it's Ketanji Brown Jackson or Amy Coney Barrett, to be able to say what they would do until they're actually given the facts of the case that they're supposed to rule on. So I don't think it's impeachable.
I think it's convenient.
Well, that's what Amy Coney Barrett did. And then what did everybody say? Well, she didn't answer any questions.
Yeah, no.
So it's a tough situation because you're basing your answers on hypotheticals.
All right, a couple of more comments. Why don't you go through a couple of more of these comments, and then we'll move on to other Supreme Court stuff, Jay.
Yeah, Dennis DeCora says, people ought not to confuse pro-life with pro-birth, wanting a child born but not a child fed, not a child educated, not a child housed is a big problem in this country.
Well, that's why I've said my retort to the people who all want to have the law as it's comfortable for them and their political persuasion. Okay, you want to have Roe v. Wade? You want to have all children that are conceived brought to term. Okay? I'm an anti-abortionist myself. So, excuse me, I can ask this question with some degree of credibility. Actually, a lot of credibility. What do you do when the child is born? How do you take care of a child if it's not wanted by its mother? What do? You put them in the system? Are there programs in place? And are the people who want to have abortion, illegal, then are you going to help feed the child that's born? Educate
the
child
that's
born?
I mean,
house the child that's born?
The state does that now. I think one of the biggest things that we should be talking about as part of this discussion nationally is how difficult it is to adopt a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, it is almost impossible.
It is. $40,000 if you want to adopt somebody from out of the country.
Both with a partner and without. It was something that's always weighed heavy in my heart because I know how many kids that are in need.
Yeah, you'd be a great mother.
And so I look around and I've done investigating. It's extremely expensive. If you're a single woman or if you, you know, or something that's not in a traditional marriage, they make it extremely difficult mm-hmm. for you to do it. So why not help people through that process? There are so many people who want to have kids who have tried everything and can't.
So what I'm
and
saying,
they can't
Jen,
adopt because they don't know how.
Is the phonies. There are a lot of phonies who stand behind the pro-birth thing. There are people who are not thinking about, nor do they have answers to the question. I just think you have both things to discuss, and we're only discussing one side of the issue. And that's not right.
It's an important piece of the conversation to say that we have really, as a society, become reliant on abortions. I think most of the country, if you look at the polling...
Well, people use it as birth control.
Right. I think most of the country, if you look at the polling, says that abortions should be okay, but they should be rare and they should be safe, which is what Joe Biden said 20 years ago when he was a member of the Senate. And unfortunately, you have women who are getting multiple abortions, who are using it over and over and over again. And really, the heft of such a big decision gets lost because... It just becomes something that is just a piece of life. And I don't think that sits well with the majority either. I think, I think there's some common ground that we could really find as a country.
All right, let's do one more comment, then we'll move on. Go ahead, Jay.
Sandy Ray Jakowski says, pro-choice doesn't mean pro-abortion. There are many people out there who are strongly against abortion, but not against a woman's right to her own body.
So there's the conflict right there. Meanwhile, men are rushing to get vasectomies. Did you see the stats there? It's kind of interesting, actually. The permanent sterilization, which really isn't a vasectomy because you can reverse it if you want, but to keep the sperm from flowing through to get to the egg when you're having intercourse, then there's, you know.
Why would you say it does? It just sounds gross.
I know. It does sound gross, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. The whole thing is gross as far as that's concerned. Yep.
Hey, look, men should be worrying about this, too. You know,
of course they should.
It takes two to tango, so, right. You know, if more men are being driven for vasectomies and that's their choice, then I'm glad they're taking some responsibility for them.
All right, there are a couple of other items on the docket here, Supreme Court decisions that are worth a moment or two or three or four of our time. We'll get to that after this.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with an overview of the stories from the charts created by Talkers Magazine, talking to and listening to and involving themselves with a lot of the great talk programmers and the hosts and stations around the country. So we have the top 10. Number 10 is a focus on social media and how important it is to the discussion of the other 9 items. Number 9 is immigration. Number 8, the race relation business that we've had in the countdown for a long time. COVID is 7. The war is 6. Guns, 5. Roe v. Wade, abortion rights, etc., 4. The economy is 3. The primaries being held from now till September is number 2. And the hearings, the number 1 item. You're probably surprised at that, but I think that is, when you consider who's the hosts, they're going to be all over that January 6th stuff. So that's number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Well, let's face it. Not every discussion on social media is civil and polite. In fact, the folks at Twitter know that at times, the freedom provided by social media can be downright toxic, which is why Twitter has introduced Safety Mode. Twitter's Cam Gordon explains.
If you're getting a lot of interactions from other accounts that seem, let's just call them unwanted, that could be they're using very strong language, or maybe you're getting a lot of replies from the same account that seems like it's either in an automated or just like a very consistent manner. If you're within the safety mode, it will actually auto-block those type of accounts for 7 days. It'll just give those accounts a bit of a timeout. You'll get a bit of air cover on your experience. And that's all something that will happen in the background in an automated fashion when you're in safety mode.
Get tweeting and interacting at twitter.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
The evidence is clear. More guns, less crime. So why is there a relentless push for more gun control? On the latest edition of The Bill Walton Show, I talk with Dr. John Lott of the Crime Prevention Research Center about why mass shootings occur and how telling the truth about guns got him fired and how the media are only interested in one side of this debate. Join us. Follow The Bill Walton Show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So what's the deal? As we get into the summertime, Calitrin always has a deal. You go to toploss.com. How do you take advantage of whatever the special is at the moment?
Well, right now at toploss.com, we have the big 4th of July special. This is the unlimited buy 3, get 3 free. So that's buy 4, get 4, buy 10, get 10. It's at toploss.com. You can check out online. We do have free shipping on that special right now, too. But if you want to do a mix and a match, or if you have questions, you want to speak to somebody on the phone, you can call us 1-833- 33 top loss. Now, mix and match would be like if you wanted to get, you know, a couple of liquid here, a couple of capsules, a couple of powder, and you wanted to mix and match that. We can personalize that by phone. So that's 1-833 top loss. Or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Lots of great reasons for you to work on your body. Make sure you're healthy. Use Calitrin to stay that way. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people list, the people side of the ledger, we also have a top 10 list for that. The lists appear at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, and also at gooddayshow.com. At number 10 on the people list, Elon Musk. Number 9, Tony Fauci. Back to vaccines and stuff for COVID. Number 8 is Bad Vlad. Number 7, Clarence Thomas. Number 6, Darren Bailey. Ron DeSantis is number 5. Liz Cheney is number 4. Donald Trump is 3. What do you think Donald Trump has had to say about Liz Cheney this week? And number 2, what do you think he's had to say about Cassidy Hutchison, who has come from nowhere to be in the spotlight, and she probably will be for a week or so. So she's 2, and Joe Biden is number 1 with his trip overseas this week and the involvement in some of the primaries, although you never see anybody say Joe Biden supported me to run, but you see that with Trump. That's the story. That's the list. All right, 45 after the hour, Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Here's something that's going to become a national debate, and it will end up, I predict, in front of the Supreme Court next year. The billboard companies, media in general, radio, television, want to advertise marijuana. To this point, broadcasters have remained on the sidelines because they don't want to put the FCC... The FCC is in charge of the licenses, and because it's against federal law to have anything to do with marijuana, it's like banks can't handle the money. You know, it's this naive, stupid attitude. So now the next thing is radio stations are beginning, and so are television stations, to take money to advertise pot. And there is a massive, I mean, there's a lot of money here for sure. So what are we going to do? The cannabis provisions are facing an uphill climb in Congress, but there are some states that are look like they're going to pass. Well, it's the states' rights thing again. But I'm going to bet, I'll almost put money on pot stuff getting to the Supreme Court in the next year. Meanwhile, the Democrats are not happy because apparently Joe Biden made a deal with Mitch McConnell. I don't quite understand why he needed to make a deal. But anyway, some kid, he looks like he's about 15, has been put up for an anti-abortion lawyer, up for a federal judgeship in Kentucky. You know anything about that, Jennifer?
I haven't heard much about that, no.
Yeah. His name is Charles Booker. And again, he looks like he has water in his ears still. I don't know where this guy came from, but he doesn't have a great reputation. He is up for nomination as a, no, I'm sorry, his name is Chad Meredith. I didn't get the other, the name.
Sorry, Mr. Booker.
Right. Yeah, right, Mr. Booker. Anyway, so there's another, a bunch of hoo-ha.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Time for our visit with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, a professional professor. Hey, I like that. He's a posturing professional professor. Professor.
Wow.
I like that, huh? At Bentley University. We've been doing this too long. I feel like Johnny Carson introducing, what's his face? Bill Nye, the science guy. Right? Or better yet, Rodney Dangerfield. Maybe that's better. Okay, so we have a lot of dangerous things to discuss here in our time together. I think we should devote our time, with your permission, to Supreme Court decisions. I'm curious on your, I mean, if you look at the countdown this week, most of the stories can be connected to Supreme Court action. There are people who can't get their minds or their sights off of Roe v. Wade, but there were so many things that were announced decisions, and some of them were, I guess it depends on your point of view, some of them were good, some of them weren't. I would ask you, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney, esquire, et cetera, for the ones you thought were the most important and perhaps the most influential of all of the Supreme Court decisions announced this week.
Yeah, and you know, I'm so glad you want to talk about this. And I have been, throughout my career, a constitutional law professor. And I want to cite two and then tell you something that has not been mentioned anywhere that I think is the most critical. One is, of course, the restrictions on the EPA, and the other is, of course, Roe versus Wade. To me, the biggest takeaway from this is not that environmental laws cannot be passed and enforced. It's that the Supreme Court for years has been doing the work of legislatures. Legislatures have been either unwilling or unable to make laws regarding the environment or things like same-sex marriage or abortion laws. All of these came from the court. And so what you have now is a court that is reverting back to a position where it used to be, you know, it's not us to legislate. We just interpret the law. So the environmental law didn't say that regulations couldn't be made. If you read the case carefully, what you see is that what they said was that the present regulations didn't allow the EPA to do this. This was wasn't written in that fashion by the legislature. The Congress could absolutely in 2 minutes if they had the guts pass important environmental rules. The same thing with a woman's right to choose and abortion rights. If indeed as much of the public seems to be in polls is in favor of abortion rights, Congress could pass that in the proverbial New York minute. But they don't seem to. Congress is the weak link in all of this.
The weakest link. That's a TV show, isn't it? I think it is.
Yeah, they would be on there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, would hate them.
I had forgotten that part of your professional life is all about constitutional law because you practice so many other things in your own private practice. But the idea of making law instead of interpreting law, that has been something that has been discussed for many, many years, and therefore, but yet, you know what it is, Steve? It's actually a focus on the lack of leadership anywhere. Whether it's in our country, there's no leadership in Congress, there's no leadership in the presidency, and there's no leadership. Look around the world. People that are running businesses, people are running companies, people are running countries. There's no real standout. There's no real strong leader. And it's maybe Putin is the strongest guy because everybody else. How many more? There's one guy and there are 120 other countries. So why is Putin still there? Why hasn't somebody put a bullet in his head and put him out of the way so that we don't have all this war and the fear and what it's doing to the economy? It's just, it's ludicrous. It really is. In my mind, it's absolutely ludicrous.
Well, you know, one of my mottos that I use with scams, and I think it applies here, is, you know, Doug, things aren't as bad as you think. They're far worse. And
worse,
so I agree with everything you say. You say, why doesn't someone put a bullet in Putin's head? And I'm very anti-violence, but I would
be
willing to pull that trigger.
Yeah, me too.
And it's because he's either poisoned, imprisoned, or shot anyone that disagrees with him.
Right.
But in fact, you're right. The lack of leadership does seem to be at a historical low, not just in this country, but
awful
around the world. Yeah. And quite frankly, I blame social media and the internet for much of that.
Easy to do that. Okay, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, again, with some important comments. He's on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with me, Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability, plus a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The House committee will continue its year-long investigation into the January 6th Capitol riot with at least two more hearings scheduled this month, but Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says he's not interested.
Like most Americans, I haven't spent very much time paying any attention to the January 6th hearings.
In fact, Reeves tells Fox News Sunday people have bigger concerns than watching a staged partisan show.
They're not worried about this trial that's being had by only one side in Washington, D.C. They're focused on the issues that matter to them in their pocketbooks, and Joe Biden's inflation is really hurting everyday Mississippians.
And asked if he would support a comeback bid of former President Trump.
He's going to have to decide whether or not he's going to run for president. That's a decision that only he can make, and then we'll decide at that point.
Meanwhile, the president set to mark his second 4th of July since taking office, finding it a far different political atmosphere, his approval rating falling 20 percentage points in the last 12 months. North Korea condemning joint U.S., South Korea, and Japanese military cooperation, warning that the move is prompting them to reinforce their own military capability.
North Korea's foreign ministry released a statement saying the current situation more urgently calls for building up the country's defense in order to cope with what they call the rapid aggravation of the security environment of the Korean Peninsula and the rest of the world. The statement was a reaction to a trilateral meeting that took place on the sidelines of a NATO summit last week. In the meeting, the three parties affirmed the need to strengthen their cooperation to deal with North Korean nuclear threats. North Korea views U.S.-led joint military exercises in the region as an invasion rehearsal. Washington and Seoul have repeatedly said they have no intentions of attacking the North. I'm Karen Chamas.
News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
The potential sale of the Kohl's department store chain has fallen apart, and observers blame a shaky retail environment amidst rising inflation and worried consumers.
Kohl's entered exclusive talks recently with Franchise Group, the owner of Vitamin Shoppe and other retail outlets, for a deal potentially worth about $8 billion. On Friday, Kohl's chairman Pete Bonaparte blamed volatile markets for the breakdown, along with rising anxiety among consumers. Walgreens said on Thursday of last week it was giving up on its hopes of selling its Boots business in the UK. Bob Agner reporting.
Cash-strapped Sri Lanka's extended school closures for 1 week because there's not enough fuel for teachers and parents to get children to classrooms. The energy ministers appealed to the country's expatriates to send money home through banks to finance new oil purchases. A huge foreign debt has left the Indian Ocean island with none of the supplies willing to sell fuel on credit. SRN News. The chips are down, way down.
A boat once used as a floating casino has been sunk off the coast of Delaware to become part of that state's artificial reef program. The Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control says a marine contractor handled the sinking of the 180-foot-long Texas Star. Authorities say it will boost the recreational fishing and diving experience in Delaware. Jason Walker reporting.
In the greater amberjack count, scientists plan to set plastic tags on 750 amberjack from North Carolina to Texas. Anglers can clip off the tags, call a number on one side to report details, and then mail the tags to the address on the other side for a $250 reward. Authorities say the popular sport fish are overfished in the Gulf of Mexico, but not in the South Atlantic. More at townhall.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risks to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and in a moment, it's the second half of an episode of the Phil Harris and Alice Faye program. Then Adventure Time, as we'll hear from the Green Hornet. At the end of our previous show, Phil was being sued by a stranger who he got into a fight with at a supermarket. The only witness to that Donnybrook was Julius, the delivery boy. Needless to say, it's going to take some convincing to get him to testify for Phil. Let's find out as we return to the evening of October 16th, 1949.
Hey, I don't see Julius anyplace. You suppose it's his day off?
I don't think... Oh, there he is behind the meat counter. Do you want me to talk to him,
no,
Phil?
No. Now, you better let me and Frankie handle him. We're more subtle than you are. Come on, Frankie. Now, remember, let's not antagonize this little guy. Let's try... good morning, Julius.
Greetings, Julius.
Well, if it ain't Mickey Harrison as Trigger Man.
Did you hear that, Frankie? Kid, come right on with it. This boy's a clip.
Oh, yeah. Great sense of humor.
Yeah.
I didn't say nothing that funny. What do you hoodlums want?
I want to talk to you, Julius. Jewel there. Well, you were the only witness to that little misunderstanding that I was involved in yesterday.
Misunderstanding? Oh, you mean that brutal bloody battle?
What brutal bloody battle?
The one in which, without provocation, you attacked that helpless old man with a meat cleaver.
I didn't attack nobody with no meat cleaver.
Sorry, but that's the way I saw it with my biased little eyes.
Julius... Have you been called to testify in court today?
Yeah, I got my subpoena a little while ago. What about it?
Julius, look. Your testimony can either save or condemn me. Now, I know that... Well, I know we've had our little differences, but... Underneath it all, we have a deep affection for each other.
True.
Well, Julie boy, with that in mind, when you get up on the stand... What are you going to say in my behalf, little chum?
Mr. Harris, what are them things hanging up in the window there?
Dead ducks.
Well, climb up on that empty hook. You are not one of them.
Julius, excuse us a minute. Hey, Curly. Being nice to him ain't going to work.
Keep telling me that. I ain't going to do no good. And if he testifies, it's going to ruin me.
Mm. Of course, if he doesn't show up in court, he can't testify. Can he?
No. Remley, You keep talking to him and I'll back him into that coffee grinder.
Okay, I'll set the machine. Oh. How do you think he'll look best, percolator or regular?
Make it drip. It fits his personality. Wait a minute. Hold it. Wait a minute, Remley. We can't do that to a kid. He's just a kid. That's too cruel.
Well, we got to do something to him.
I got it. What? Let's lock him in the refrigerator.
Yeah. That's more humane.
We'll quick freeze him a little. We can always defrost them after the trial. Frankie, this is the best idea.
Curly, it's so loud. Listen, what's the best way to get him in the refrigerator? We'll tell him we want some meat.
It won't work.
Why not?
Because I ain't going to go!
Julia, shame on you. You were listening. It's bad manners to eavesdrop.
It's good manners to make an ice cube out of me. Maybe I have my evening in court. I'll give the judge an earful
but
about
Julius,
you.
But, Julia, please,
Come on, Curly. Come on. You're wasting your time with him.
He ain't going to help you.
Oh, I guess you're right. Let's get out of here.
Well, how did you do, fellas?
We threw three. Tried to reason with the guy, but he ain't going to listen. I told you.
Oh, let me talk to him. I think I can handle him. I'll be right back.
It ain't going to do you no good. Oh, Frankie, I'm in trouble. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, the only one thing you can do. Get yourself a good lawyer.
Yeah, but I ain't never had no occasion to use a lawyer before. Where can I get a good one?
Well, among my acquaintances, there's an esteemed barrister whose reputation is irrefutable. I can vouch for his integrity, as he and I are inseparable companions.
What?
I know a guy.
Now he's trying to sneak him in on it. Look, I don't want no part of no guy you know. No.
All right.
Besides, I don't need no lawyer. All I need is some good character witness to testify that I'm a fine, upstanding, sterling citizen.
Oh. Well, let me take care of that. I'll get you the best witnesses that money can buy.
Frankie.
What's that?
Mr. Renly. What a horrid suggestion. I don't have to buy no witness to testify to my character. I can get any number of people who would be glad to do that for nothing. I could... Well, I know I could get... Well, then they're... Well, not even... What scale for them witnesses?
I know where we can get all we need for as little as a dollar...
Phil, your worries are over. Judas just promised me that he'd testify for you and tell the truth.
He did? Oh, gee, you're wonderful. Hey, how'd you do it?
I promised him there was something I wouldn't do.
I don't care what it was. Come here, baby, and give me a great big kiss.
Oh, sorry. That's what I promised him I wouldn't do.
Well, I don't care. Now that Julius is going to tell the truth, we ain't got nothing to worry about. We don't need no lawyer, no witness, no nothing.
That's
huh?
Right, Curly. Hey, it's almost 3 o'clock. We better get over to the court.
Well, come on, let's go.
We'll be right back with more of the Phil Harris and Alice Faye Show right after this.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb is open now through September 5th in Reading at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring authentic reproductions of King Tut's ancient Egyptian treasures. Presented by Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson in association with the Museum of Ancient Wonders. This exhibition is included with paid park admission, free for Turtle Bay members. Tutankhamun, Wonderful Things, Treasures from the Pharaoh's Tomb, open now through September 5th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Axiom Repertory Theater is proud to present Woody Guthrie's American Song.
This land is your land, and this land is my land.
Experience the words and music of Woody Guthrie in this ensemble musical presentation for a limited engagement, June 10th through July 4th.
I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps.
Tickets available at axramptheater.com.
This land was made for you and me.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Got a witness who can prove that I'm innocent. Julius Abruzzo, step forward.
Here I am.
Look, kid, when you take the stand, I want you to forget that you're just Julius and act nice. Won't you? Please, now just sit down and try to make a good impression on the judge.
Do you want me to expose my legs?
No, just cover your face. Now, Julius, I want you to tell the court here just what happened, and I want you to tell the truth.
Yes, son. Did Mr. Harris strike the plaintiff?
Oh, no, Your Honor. I have known Mr. Harris for years, and I assure you he's not the kind of man to strike another person.
He's too kind?
No, he's too yellow.
A wise witness. All the judge wants to know is, did I hit this guy?
No, Your Honor, he didn't. The plaintiff took a swing at Mr. Harris, missed him, and fell down.
Oh, he fell down?
Yeah. At that point, Mr. Harris started kicking the stuffings out.
That's a lie. I didn't kick him, and you know it.
Then how come old Sullivan was stamped on his forehead?
Because this is a corny program. Gee whiz, you're only imagining things. I didn't hurt the guy, and I can prove it. Now bring him in, and you'll see that there isn't a mark on him.
Very well. Bailiff, wheel in the plaintiff.
Wheel him in! Oh, but, Your Honor, I tell you, I didn't even touch
him. Oh, Phil, look at him. Not only is he in a wheelchair, he's covered with bandages.
I tell you, I'm being framed.
Hey, Curly, you're in trouble. You better let me handle this. I know the law, and I know how I can get you out of
it. Well, all right, go ahead.
All right. Your Honor, if it pleases the court, I believe that I can legally establish Mr. Harris's innocence. May I borrow your law book?
Here you are.
Thank you. On what page do I find the loopholes?
Mr. Remley, I'll thank you to be seated. I'll get to the bottom of this. I want the plaintiff to take the witness stand.
I'd like to, but I can't, Your Honor. After the unmerciful beating Mr. Harris gave me, I
can't move my legs.
You're lying. My husband did not hit you.
He did, too.
He did not.
He did, too.
Ah, your mother drinks warm beer.
That's my little woman that said that.
Hey, Curly, come here a minute.
Yeah.
This guy's a phony, and I think I can prove it. Watch me.
Mr. Mall. You say that you can't move your legs.
No, I have no feeling in them.
Uh-huh. In other words, you wouldn't feel a thing if I were to kick you in the shin like this.
Ow! Why, I'll get you for this. I'll break every bone in your
ass. Phil, look, there's nothing wrong with him. He's gotten out of his wheelchair. He's chasing Frankie all over the court.
Hey, stop beating me. Never mind. Curly! Hey, Curly, stop and get him off me.
You see, Your Honor, there's nothing wrong with that man. Look at that healthy job he's doing beating up Frankie. Order in the court. Order in the court. Case dismissed.
Oh, hey, stop twisting my hands.
You're breaking my little guitar finger.
Guitar player in courtroom brawl. Read all about it. Remley, well-known rummy in rumpus.
You know, Phil, Frankie took quite a beating on your behalf.
I know, honey. I know that, and I appreciate it. I owe him a lot. And I'm going over to see him and do something big for him just to show my appreciation.
What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to have him moved out of that ward into a semi-private room this very day.
This program was produced and directed by Paul Phillips. Included in today's cast were Earl Ross, Hal March, and Sidney Miller. The part of Frankie Remley was played by Elliot Lewis, and Julius was played by Walter Tetley. Alice Faye appears through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox.
Harrison Faye from October 16th, 1949. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Win Radio was It's the Green Hornet, right after this break.
Diamond Detective Agency, guard against throat scratch, enjoy smoother strangling.
Silver screen legend Dick Powell stars as radio's Richard Diamond, the lighthearted detective who can be counted on for a quick quip or some saucy sarcasm.
But you'd be in bed by now, Rick.
My landlord short-sheeted me.
But in Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, Richard Diamond's Surplus Homicides, there are plenty of serious situations to go along with the sass.
Where's the body?
Downstairs. You want to take a look?
Not especially. I told his mother I'd do something for him, and right now I don't seem to be able to think of a thing.
Get the killer. Help me.
There's also plenty of action to keep Rick on his toes, and listeners on the edge of their seats.
Then as I walked down the street, I suddenly felt the nerves in my spine jump down into the pit of my stomach, and goose pebbles skidded up my back like scared rice. It was a feeling I'd had before. So without turning, I headed for the steps of a basement apartment.
Between the charm and the chases, Diamond delivers in 16 digitally restored and remastered adventures written by Blake Edwards. Radio Spirits also delivers with an amazing half-price sale. For a limited time, pay only $15.98 for Richard Diamond, Surplus Homicides. Just go to radiospirits.com now or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code RICHARD7 to save 50% off the regular price. Order today to pay just $15.98 for this 8-CD collection.
I know a few things I haven't told you about, and this almost puts a cinch on it. I want to talk to Young, and then I'll be down to see you.
But if Young tried to have you killed...
Oh, if he did, you can't prove it. Not yet, anyway, so sit tight and... When I get there, I'll show you how to catch a killer.
This offer won't live forever, so order Surplus Homicides today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and remember offer code RICHARD7. No. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Stay open to learning. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once a man was headed into a desolate land holding a piece of fruit in each of his hands. He knew that the fruit would provide him sustenance, and he knew he needed sustenance where he was going because there would be none there. Before he entered the land, however, he came to a place where people were willing to hand him an entirely large sack of food. Vegetables, fruits, nuts, the whole thing was filled with significantly more food than he had. Enough to last him weeks. But the man refused the sack. He said, "I already have food in my hands." When the people encouraged him to put down what he had and pick up this bag with significantly more, he refused. He entered the desolate land and eventually starved. This man was foolish, but so is everyone who is resistant to information that contradicts what they already know. That resistance to different knowledge is no different than the man who starved because he wouldn't accept more food. For more on life, visit drchristianconti.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was and a Bit of Crime-Fighting Adventure. This is from July 18th, 1944.
The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful Filipino valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure, Fireworks for Smitty. The Green Hornet strikes again. In a crowded east side section of a certain city, two well-dressed men stood on the curb waiting for a taxicab. After a short wait, a cab pulled to a stop before them in answer to their signal.
Good evening.
Very well, Rusk.
Glad to get away from this neighborhood.
What to?
Drop us off at the docks at the foot of Water Street, driving.
Okay.
I couldn't help but notice those children dancing in the street to the music of that hurdy-gurdy back there. The war to them is something remote and almost unreal.
Yes, they've been fortunate up to now, these American children. In fact, all the people of this country have been fortunate.
The papers here remark that the public missed having fireworks on the 4th of July. Perhaps tomorrow night they will have a chance to appreciate some real fireworks, eh?
Hey, is there going to be some fireworks someplace tomorrow night, mister?
That fool is listening, Rusk. We must be careful.
Hey, I was asking you.
I'm afraid you misunderstood me, driver. That was only a figure of speech.
Figure of speech, huh? Fireworks is fireworks to me.
Yes, of course. I'm sure if there were any fireworks, you'd probably be around to see them. How much further have we to go to reach the docks?
Oh, they're just ahead, mister. Heavier than a chef.
You must be more discreet, Rusk. Our plans are too well laid to have anything go wrong now.
You said nothing this dopey driver would understand. You're only a nervous ache.
How much, driver?
That's 85 cents.
Here we are, Eric. I have it right here in my wallet. Here you are, driver. Here's the dollar. Just keep the change. Come, Eric.
Couple of funny ducks, them two. Yeah, now that I got my diploma from the detecting school, maybe I ought to do some detecting and see what them guys are going. Here, there's a little hunk of paper on the floor. Guess that big guy dropped it. Let's see. Don't make no sense. 7-4 with a little cipher after it. And then a 4-0. And that's got a little cipher after it, too.
Probably keeping track of his lunch money or something. Yeah, there they go down to one of them cruiser boats. Guess there ain't nothing suspicious about that. I better get out of here and pick up some more dough.
A short time later, Britt Reed, wealthy young playboy and publisher of the Daily Sentinel newspaper, left the lounge of a downtown hotel and approached a cab parked at the curb.
A taxi, mister?
Yes.
Where to?
Oh, yes. Take me to the Sentinel building.
Hey, I thought I recognized you. Don't you remember me?
I can't say that I do, though your face does seem familiar.
Oh, I'm the guy with Fonda Wallet belonging to the fat guy that works for you last week. I seen you in the office when I come up with it.
Oh, yes, I do remember you now.
Say, you're the guy what owns that Sentinel paper, ain't you?
Yes, I guess I am.
Well, look, look, mister. I ain't no regular taxi driver, see?
Is that so?
Yeah, yeah. I've been taking a correspondence course in detecting, see? I got my diploma, too.
It's very commendable.
Is it? Well, anyway, I was thinking maybe you could use me on your newspaper, huh?
Well, I'd have to give that some thought.
Oh, sure, sure, sure. You don't want to do nothing in a hurry. But if you ever want a guy for a reporter, I'd make a good one with my training and all, see?
Yes, I do see. Well, I'll bear you in mind if I have an opening.
Maybe I better give you my name and all. Just in case, huh?
All right, if you want to.
Got a pencil?
I believe I have.
Well, you better write it down. I got to keep my hands here on the wheel. Here's a little hunk of paper to write on.
Very well. Are these figures of any value to you?
Figures?
Yes. Looks like a 7-4.
Oh, no. That don't mean nothing to me. A couple of nutty guys got in my cab a while ago and drove down to the docks at the foot of Water Street. They was talking about there being fireworks tomorrow night and all. And they were saying us Americans didn't know nothing yet about the war. Yeah, saying all crazy things like that. Then one of the guys dropped that bit of paper from his wallet.
I see. What name shall I put down?
Oh, yeah. You want my name, don't you? Well, now, don't hold it against me, see? My first name is Percival.
Oh. Percival?
The middle name, Forsythe.
Forsythe?
And the last name, just plain Smith. All my friends know me as Smitty. You got that?
Yes, I have it all.
Good. Now, if you decide you want me to be on your paper, just call the city taxi office and ask for that name, and I'll come right up, see?
Yes, I see. And if I decide ever to use you, I'll call you, Mr. Smith.
Okay, I'll be waiting. And believe me, mister, it ain't every newspaper what can get reporters who's got training in detecting. No, sir.
Later that afternoon, a United States submarine chaser plowed its way through the ocean swells just off the east coast. There was tense excitement on deck as the men stood at their battle stations ready to release the depth bombs whenever the order should be given. The ship rapidly approached a position where a spotter plane was circling overhead.
Plane is sighted as sub, all right, Lieutenant. In exactly 5 seconds, give the order to release depth bombs.
Yes, sir. Stand by to release bombs.
Stand by to release bombs.
Fire!
Fire!
Circle back, Lieutenant. All right, Lieutenant. Fire when ready.
Stand by to release depth bomb.
Stand by to release depth bomb.
Fire!
Fire!
Look, Commander. There's oil coming to the surface.
Good. Circle once more and drop another charge to be sure. That's the first submarine to come into these waters for a long time. It's up to us to make certain it's done for once and for all.
Let's hope they've gone away. But we can't be certain yet. These Americanas are persistent. By releasing that large amount of oil, perhaps we fooled them into thinking they hit us.
Yeah, mein Capitan. But they do not know how we have improved our submarines so that they can go to greater depths. And if they knew what we...
Schwein. They're still snooping around up there.
Have them release more oil through the airlocks.
Release oil through airlocks.
We shall rise to the surface later tonight when all is clear to charge our batteries. Then we shall submerge again and stay here until the designated time. Tomorrow night, my dear friend, we shall make record-breaking history in World War II.
The following afternoon, Britt Reed was talking to his city editor, Gunnigan, in the city room at the Sentinel.
Well, the war news is certainly coming in fast, isn't it, Gunnigan?
Yeah, it sure is, Chief. According to cables, those rocket bombs are bursting over southern England like continuous fireworks. Hey, leave it to those Nazis to have something like that up their sleeves.
Yes, they spoke the truth for once when they said they had a secret weapon.
Well, the Navy communique came in a while ago saying they got a Nazi sub not very far off the coast. I was beginning to think they'd been about cleared out of the nearby waters.
Let's see that teletype, Chief, a minute.
Yeah, Chief.
They were in rather close to that. Well, that's one less Nazi sub to contend with anyway. I'd better get back up to my office. I've got a lot of work to do before I go home.
Meantime, Miss Lenore Case, secretary to Mr. Reed, was busy in the outer office when a man of medium build and nondescript appearance entered.
May I help you?
I come to see your boss. Oh, there's the guy.
What is it, Miss Case?
You still got my name written down on that hunk of paper, ain't you? In case you want me to come to work for you?
Oh, the paper. Yes, I have it here in my pocket. Yes, here it is. I have it. I'll get in touch with you if I decide anything.
Okay, then, fella. I'll be ready any time. So long.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, who's that?
That's the taxi driver who found Axford's wallet last week, remember?
Well, I thought I'd seen that dopey expression before. Don't tell me he wants to work for the Sentinel.
Oh, yes. He says that with his detective correspondence course, he should be a great reporter. This is ambitious.
Ambitious is right. What a reporter he'd make. Well, Mr. Reed, I finished all the letters. They're ready for you to sign.
All right, Miss Case. Just leave them there on my desk. I have a lot of work to do yet. I'll sign them before I go home.
Leaving the office early that evening, Britt Reed went to his apartment, where Cato, his faithful Filipino valet, and the only person knowing his identity as the Green Hornet, was waiting. After dining, Britt Reed sat in the living room. He smiled to himself as, reaching into his pocket, his fingers came in contact with the slip of paper given him by the taxi driver. As he gazed at it, he began to think back to the insignificant happenings of the day.
I wonder what those numbers might mean. 740400.
There's a couple of nutty guys got into my cab.
Nutty guys, he called them.
They were talking about there being fireworks tomorrow night.
Fireworks. I wonder what they meant by that.
Fireworks.
Yes, that's what Gunnigan said, like continuous fireworks. No, there couldn't be any connection yet. Tomorrow night. Well, that's tonight.
You say something, Mr. Britt?
No, Cato. I was just thinking out loud.
Must be you worry about something, perhaps.
Cato, something keeps running through my mind. I can't seem to get it out. Perhaps I'm letting my imagination run away with me, but when I put two and two together, I begin to believe there's something big about to happen. Something that must be stopped to avert a great calamity.
Britt Reed, do much thinking. Perhaps if Green Hornet do some action, maybe
a little investigating by the Green Hornet wouldn't hurt, Cato. If the hunch I have is correct, quick action by the Green Hornet may be the only solution. Get the gas gun and mask, Cato. We're going down to the docks.
You're listening to The Green Hornet on Wynn Radio Was. We'll be right back.
Context matters. Once there was a man drowning, and he screamed, "I can't swim! I can't swim!" And on the bank of the river, an old fisherman sat in a rocking chair, and he said, "I can't swim either, but you don't hear me hollering about it." Context matters. Oftentimes, we judge others from an entirely different place from where they are. Sometimes, when we're not struggling with something, we don't believe it's really that significant of an issue. On behalf of the human race, however, I want to invite you to avoid being like the old fisherman, and instead expand your compassion to those who are struggling in ways that you are not. For more on compassion, visit drchristianconti.com and catch me on The Secret Life of Kids on USA Network Friday nights or on demand anytime.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Attention! Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205.
And now, the second act of The Green Hornet on Wynn Radio Was.
Stepping through a secret panel in the rear of a closet in his bedroom, Britt Reed and Cato went along a narrow passageway built within the walls of the apartment house itself. This passage led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet. Britt Reed pressed a button. The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the dark. Cato drove in the Black Beauty to the docks at the foot of Water Street. There, the powerful streamlined car was brought to a stop in the shadows.
I'm going to have a look around, Cato. Docks seem deserted as far as I can... Wait a minute. I thought I saw a light for an instant over there, as if it might be on a small boat.
I saw it too, Mr. Britt.
I'm going to investigate it, Cato. You take the Black Beauty to a secure hiding place, and then come to join me. I may need your help.
Yes, sir. I'll meet you over there in a few minutes.
Meantime, Smitty the taxi driver was cruising along Water Street toward the docks in his cab.
It's funny, I keep thinking about them fireworks that guy spoke of yesterday. Hey, I must be going batty to think they'd have any fireworks down this way. Sure would like to see some, though. I always did like fireworks ever since I was a kid. Hey, what the... Hey, I must be seeing things. I could have sworn I saw somebody move along in that dock over there. Jeepers creep. I did see a guy up there.
and it looked like the Green Hornet that got out of that car. Hey, I'm calling the cops. Yes, sir, I'm getting the cops right now.
In the meantime, Britt Reed cautiously approached the end of the dock where he'd seen the light. Moving along in the shadows, he soon observed the outline of a cruiser-type boat. A thin line of light broke through the curtained porthole of the cabin. Moving without a sound, he stepped aboard after ascertaining that no one was on deck.
Whoever's on board there down in that cabin. I think I'll go closer without waiting for Kiddo.
Britt Reed went silently down the few steps of the companionway leading to the cabin of the boat. Then, placing his ear to the door, he stood listening. Inside the cabin, Rusk and Eric were talking.
Well, I've just finished contacting the submarine by the shortwave radio, Eric. They will be surfacing waiting by the time we get there.
Are you sure we can find them all right, Rusk?
But of course. They're waiting at a point designated at 74 degrees longitude, 40 degrees latitude.
You think you can find such a point with those figures?
Eric, for years I was an officer in the German Navy. Finding such a position is simple, especially with the stars to guide one. He dare not use a radio beam, as you know. But don't worry. I'll take his arm.
Oh, they know it's us who are coming.
I have this blue-colored flashlight. The signal is 3 short flashes. They'll be waiting on the surface. And after we get there, we'll... Wait. I thought I heard someone outside the cabin door. Sneak over there and pull it open.
Be ready with your gun, Rusk.
So, a mess, man. I have you covered with this gun. Come in.
Well, that was quick work, Nazi.
Rusk, this man is a notorious American criminal, the Green Hornet.
The Hornet, eh? It's snooping at the door. Eric, he has overheard what we had to say, no doubt.
I heard enough, Nazi.
What are we going to do with him, Rusk? It's time now for us to be underway.
Evidently, he's found out everything. We have no time to waste on him. We'll start now, Eric, and dispose of him on the way.
Oh, no, you won't, Rusk. Missed me. Now I'll take care of you.
Good work, Eric. Go forward through the hatch. Get going. Take the helm for a while.
What are you going to do?
I shall tie this sneaking criminal up. Then I'll come forward to direct you. We'll get rid of him on the way out. He's dangerous to our cause.
I'll go start the motor.
So, the Green Hornet has found his match. As soon as I tie him up, I shall remove his mask and see just what this notorious Americana really looks like.
Shot in the cabin. Must find Mr. Britt. I go in now.
You not tie him up.
All right, now hold him.
Perhaps this hold him better.
Good going, fella. Tie him up. I'll get to the other one. Even though I didn't hear the commotion because of the noise of the motor.
You all right now?
Yes, thanks to you. In just in time. Come forward after you finish with him. We have a big job to do tonight.
Moving quickly and silently, Britt Reed went through the forward hatchway and soon stood at Eric's back as he guided the cruiser out of the harbor.
All right, Nazi, I'll take over.
You? I thought you were...
Not too late, Mug.
I won't let you have the helm. I'll
take it, Nazi.
Gas. Gas.
Everything all right?
Yes. My hunch about the numbers on that slip of paper turned out to be right, kiddo. These two are Nazi spies.
Why are we going out of the harbor?
Because you and I have a rendezvous with a Nazi submarine, kiddo. We've got a job ahead that'll take some deep thinking. But we'll do it.
At the designated spot, the Nazi submarine had surfaced, and the commanding officer and his aide stood on deck, scanning the surrounding waters.
Yeah, it's about time for their arrival, Oberleutnant.
I think I hear a motorman, Captain.
Yeah, I hear too. We must be careful. Half the gun trained on the boat until the signal is given.
Look there. 3 flashes of the blue light.
Yeah. Just a signal. Let them approach and help them aboard. Well, you finally arrived, Ross.
Yeah, Captain. It is dark. Be careful you do not sleep.
We'll go below immediately and carry through our plan.
Wait a minute, you.
I have gone. You back, either one. You're not, Rossi. It's a trick. Call the men over, Lightning.
Hold it. You'll take orders from me, both of you. I'll call down the hatch and tell the men to stay below.
Yeah, just don't shoot.
Tell them.
I warn you, I understand German.
Yeah. Bleiben Sie nieder! Bleiben Sie nieder!
Good. Now you will come with us.
No, we will not take it, Mastermind.
Kamerad! Kamerad!
You Nazis surrender easy for so-called Superman. You can taste this, too.
Kimmel! Yes! Now what we do?
We'll take them aboard the motorboat, Cato. But first, I want to tie this large white handkerchief to the flagstaff.
Why you do that?
You see that vessel coming over there? That's probably a sub-chaser in answer to that radio call I put out from the motorboat.
Oh, they see white flag and take submarine and crew without sinking them.
That's right. There's a special reason why they'll want this submarine intact. They'll board and take the crew prisoners. They have to work fast and get away before they get much closer.
Britt Reed and Cato quickly hoisted the white handkerchief on the flagstaff. Then, taking the German officers into the motorboat, they hurriedly left the side of the submarine and headed for the harbor. While still some distance from the dock at the foot of Water Street, they noticed another small boat which appeared to be trying to cut them off.
That looked like boat of harbor police, Mr. Britt.
I was afraid of that. Evidently, the sub-chaser crew boarded the submarine, found the officers missing, and decided they'd deserted. So they radioed the harbor police to keep watch for small boats.
They're getting closer every minute. Land almost same time as our boat, Mr. Britt.
They're shooting at us. Cato, as we draw near the dock, go to the port rail.
What we do?
I'll shut off the motor and let the boat drift in. The dock is on the port side. We'll dive in the water and swim under the dock and come up on the other side. And make it to the place where you hit the Black Beauty. We'll go now. All right, Cato. Jump in and swim.
Look in there, in the cabin. Come on.
All right, then. Hold on.
Hey, Sarge, there's four of them. Look.
And two of them in Nazi uniforms. That's the officers from the sub, all right, Lieutenant.
Yeah, that's the ones we were after, Sergeant. But I thought you came down here with that taxi driver to look for the Green Hornet.
Sure, I tell you, I seen the Hornet right on this dock.
Hey, what's this all about, anyway?
Search me. Ask the Lieutenant. He knows more about it than I do.
Well, I got most of it over the radio from the sub chaser. Seems they got a radio tip-off about that sub being out there, and when they got there, the sub was flying a white flag. They thought it was a trick, boarded it with guns handy, and took the crew by surprise. But the two officers were missing. That must be them there for certain.
Yeah, yeah, but they knocked out or something.
Sure, sure. Say, Lieutenant, right after you talked to the sub-chaser by radio, you said something about a whale of a big story.
And it is, Sergeant. Do you know what that sub was up to? It's a new type. Fitted to launch rocket bombs. They were planning to send those rocket bombs right into the city.
Great day, what a story. And not a reporter in sight to get the scoop.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm giving up detecting, maybe. Anyhow, this is one time I'm going to be a reporter and phone that story into the Sutton. But I got to know more first.
Ain't that enough, you dope?
Who brought the boat into the dock just now? Who radioed the sub-chaser? Tell me that. Who?
Hey, wait a minute. Look there on the front of that Nazi officer's cap, will you?
Yeah. A little round green thing.
You nitwit. That's the seal of the Green Hornet himself. He did all this, knocking them out and all. He must have been making a deal with them Nazis and double-crossed them.
The Green Hornet. Jeepers creepers. Wait till I tell Reed all about this. Maybe after that the Sentinel will have a new reporter named Percival Forsyth Smith.
With a mug like yours and a name like that, sure it's enough to make even the Green Hornet die laughing. You better stick to your cab, bub. And practice detection by hunting the Green Hornet on the side. For believe you me, I am here to tell you he's one jack and apes can really keep you in practice. See? What did I tell you? That Hornet will be the death of me yet.
Copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit. All characters, names, places, and incidents are fictitious. Bob Height speaking. This is the Blue Network.
Fireworks for Smitty, an episode of The Green Hornet from July 18, 1944.
Earlier we heard Phil Harris and Alice Faye, and my question pertains to her, also a renowned singer. Many of her renditions of popular songs continue to show up on television and in motion pictures. For example, Faye's versions of the songs You'll Never Know and Hello Frisco were featured in a 2017 fantasy drama, which won the Academy Award Best Picture. Directed by Guillermo del Toro, it starred Sally Hawkins, Michael Shannon, Octavia Spencer, and Richard Jenkins. I'll name it, and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
Well, I never felt more like singing the blues, 'cause I never thought that I'd ever lose your love. Why did you do me this way?
MusicRewind.com presents The Nashville Hitmakers, a collection of 60 songs that helped inspire the Nashville sound movement in the 1950s.
She thinks I still care.
Enjoy this 3-CD set of original recordings sung by Music City influencers such as Jim Reeves, Dolly Parton, Charlie Fry, Kitty Wells, Berlin Husky, George Jones, Patsy Cline, and many more. Order The Nashville Hitmakers at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 today and pay only $19.98. Plus, get reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code HITS77. Get The Nashville Hitmakers today to experience this unique compilation of songs that has influenced the country music we hear today. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 to pay the amazingly low price of $19.98. Remember, it's 77 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law, full-service intellectual property firm. You can find us at GerhartLaw.com.
And this is Elizabeth Gerhart. Together, we co-host Passage to Profit. Last week, we had John Austinson, founder of Frambridge.
Franchising makes a lot of sense for a lot of businesses. And those that I've helped have cited a few things. One, it's a great way to scale using other people's money. You always want other, you know, people to work for you to think like the owners. Well, now you've got folks that know their local market. They're actually putting skin in the game. You're able to scale more rapidly using others' resources. Then at the end of the day, private equity loves franchising. You know, if you do some Googling, you'll see the acquisitions that are happening across North America right now. Private equity is scooping up franchisors right and left.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gerhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, I mentioned that Alice Faye's renditions of the tunes Hello Frisco and You'll Never Know were featured in an Oscar-winning Best Picture. It was the 2017 fantasy adventure The Shape of Water. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around. Remember, though, to visit us at our website, whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.